Log Talk Radio.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
Okay, you in your bathroom, or what was that that first couple of minutes? You sound like you was 10 miles away from the microphone.
I was just yelling in the room.
Oh, okay.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to Phone Fantasy Radio Live. I'm your favorite BBW flirt, Miss La Crush Hearts. And we about to get it in. That hit right there was by the hit writer himself. So before we go any further, Black Recorder, we got to first give you a proper introduction.
Oh,
all right, Black Recorder?
Yes, ma'am.
When I start making love, I don't just make love. I be smoking.
I'm smoking.
That's what I be doing. I be smoking.
I be smoking.
Smoke it to the east, and I smoke it to the west. I smoke it to the woman that I love the best. I be smoking.
I be smoking. I ain't fucking with it. I ain't fucking with it. Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Who is this in the 803? Is that Prince Sam?
That can only be one person.
Yes, Chris, the reporter.
Is that my girl, Prince Sam?
Good evening, Princess.
Hi, Prince Sam.
Hey.
And without further ado, We're going to bring the infamous 414. Milwaukee is in the building. Hey, Milwaukee.
What's going down, LaCrush? What's tipping ass crush? This is D-Mac, Mr. 414, the hood fella from Damn Radio, calling in to show you some love to that pimp. That pimp with a limp. You know what I'm saying? You get cred. You know what I'm saying? Make niggas give you head. You know how you do it. You know what I'm saying? You don't turn down nothing but your collar. I know what you know what I'm talking about. You don't turn down nothing but your collar because you're about your dollar. Hop on a nigga and make him holler. Push him out the door and treat him like a hoe. You know what I'm saying? Straight up.
That's the only way I know. That's the only way I know. The only way I know. But I'm glad you said that because I'm gonna cut and paste that. That's going to be my new intro. So whoever's good with that cut and paste and stuff like that, y'all need to do that for me. All right, put that out there. Oh, my goodness. Everybody's coming to check us out today, Black Reporter. We feel mad special. Shout out to Damn Radio, Al. He Ooh. Just finished his show. Wow. Al, Lady Slug in the room.
Wow. Yeah, Black Reporter. I'm impressed. Well, when we say this is our final late night edition of the show, I mean, everybody want to be part of something special.
Right. And how do we end the late night by talking about some booty? Oh my goodness. So
you know
so
what?
D-Mac,
you're gonna hang down
with me and we're gonna talk about this booty. We're talking about the booty caller.
It depends what type of booty. Big booty, little booty, white
about,
booty, black booty.
We're talking about
Irish
the booty,
booty
caller.
Russian booty.
Whatever booty you like, but we're talking about the booty caller. We're talking about booty calls 101. We want to clarify some stuff. I know some people have some questions, and we want to get to the rest of the people on the chat line right here, on the lines right there. I see y'all with your hand raised. Wait a minute, it's about to be a throwdown. 580, is that my partner in Krizom?
That's my baby.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
You can't have the crush without
the candy.
Without the
candy, baby.
That's what it
never,
is. I
never,
just
never,
like
never.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Hey, Ma. How
y'all doing? Baby's in the building.
Yeah. How y'all doing? Hey, reporter.
Hey, sweetie.
Now, Lady Slugger showing us some love, Candy.
Hi, Slugger.
Slugger in the room showing us some love.
I said Slugger.
I'll rock
now,
the booty, and you got enough boobies for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Crush,
yeah,
I was trying to get a hold of you earlier because what I was hoping that you could have done, or maybe somebody can maybe do it while they're listening to us. There is a supposed booty call agreement online, and I don't have the ability to pull it up or anything, but if somebody could pull it up for us, we would like to know what are those 10 things on this so-called booty call agreement.
Yeah, booty call contract, right?
Exactly. You've seen it.
Yeah, you know something we know something about that, man, they can sign all the contracts and have all the talk in the world, and they still are getting their chest with you. Well, things are different now.
I know.
Get the fuck out of here.
Well, let me just say this real quick before we take it any further and really get into this conversation. I forget. I want to tell everybody that it's finally here. Friday will be, Friday is in the next 40-something minutes, but Friday afternoon, you can catch the afternoon quickie with myself and Miss Candy, better known as Candy Crush. Al, the newest and hottest and sexiest and sensuous and entertaining BTR sweetheart. Candy Crush will be premiering officially tomorrow afternoon, 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern. So y'all need to holler.
Yes,
all right,
yes,
so I got
holler.
The free booty call agreement, y'all. I got it. It popped up. I have it right here in front of me.
Ooh.
I don't know if there's a new version, but this one's dated in 2006. And it looks like a freaking a lease. It looks like a rental lease. You know, it has a line. You got to fill in the blanks, and you get a copy, and she get a copy, and then big bold red letters says a free booty
points?
Call agreement.
How many points?
Huh?
I remember one that had like 10 points.
Well,
this has 22.
Oh, 22? Whoa.
This has 22. So let me start at the very, very beginning, and let's do it like this. I'm sorry, folks. This damn booty call agreement done froze up my creator, and I see you, 718. We need to bring 718 back on, because 718 always has some points. But listen, 718, I'm not going to do no dishes tonight, all right? So if you got some dishes, you need to get away from the dishes. Step away from the sink, all right? We're not going to do no dishes tonight. Just wanted to let you know that, all right? But I am about to bring you on. Just give me a second. My computer's acting ignorant. In the words of the gingerbread man. Y'all can go ahead and give us a call, 347-989-0767. Listen in, tune in, save the number to your phone. Also, I want to invite y'all to tune in to 909-QUICKIE. That's 909-QUICKIE. That's 784-5543. Leave us a message. Show us some love. That's the Candy and Crush. Quick line. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Without further ado, it's East in the house. Oh my God, danger. What up, Mike? Mike, Stevie, and one of y'all.
Yeah.
Hello.
Stevie.
Yeah, this is Dave Stevie B.
Oh, yeah, hey, I knew I was right when the East is in the house. Oh, my God. What up, Stevie?
What's good? Shout out to you, Ma. Shout out to Candy, Black Reporter.
Hi.
Big shout out to Gingerbread Man from last night's show.
Oh, what's up, dude?
It was a good show. Shout out to everybody out there. You know, I got to shout out my whole East Coast.
I said blase. You didn't even know who I was talking about. Listen. You gotta be on point, Steve.
I'm sorry, love. Put me off guard for a second.
First of all, you freaky motherfucker. All right. I tuned in to that show. I was there at Gingerland Radio.
Oh God.
Right? And I heard this freaky motherfucker right here giving tips on his little special tips, and he got all into detail for real.
Yeah,
he was like, yeah, you gotta push back, and then you gotta visit, and then you gotta go left and right and up and down. What?
I had to look, who the fuck is that really him talking about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sure was, little freaky man.
I know it.
Listen, the only professor in that. I got my PhD in that.
That's why I was like, oh, Lord, I'm finna go to bed.
I got mine, too, for the play to his degree.
Ah, nah, I ain't no player.
Nah, I'm not gonna hate the play. I'm just gonna hate the game. Holler.
I do got my liquor license.
Mm-hmm. Y'all grown motherfuckers.
Hell yeah.
Now, I see 225 sitting there, but 225 didn't raise their hand, so 225 is going to sit right there. And until 225 raise their hand, they're not going to be put on. But what up, 225? I see you there. All right, so this is how it's going.
Wait, we already talked about.
I know who she is.
Okay.
Yeah, I know who she is. She want to be trifling. I can be trifling too. We could be trifling together, ladies. We could be trifling together. All right, let's officially say it, because we are about to sign this agreement together, you and I, me and the listeners. This pre-booty call agreement, here and after referred to as the agreement, is entered in on the, what's today's date?
The 30th day
of September 2010 by La Crush Hearts between all her listeners on Phone Fantasy Radio. This agreement shall cover the following rules and principles. This is my favorite rule. Number one rule, no sleeping over unless it is very good and we need to repeat it in the morning. Holla.
Mm-hmm. And no farting.
That right there is what I'm talking about. No sleeping over unless it's very good and we need to repeat it in the morning. I had to just say it again because, you know, this got to be embedded in some folks' heads. No, I don't want to say it.
And somebody got to make somebody's breakfast.
They don't say that. Just give me a cafe. I'm going to hit IHOP on my way home. Peace out. I don't want to stay there longer than I have to. Okay. All right. All right. So what y'all think about that? I mean.
I like that.
I don't think it's.
100%
like
agreement.
It.
It's a good rule.
Yeah.
It's
you can't fart.
Right?
You can't fart. You can't shit at my house. None of that.
It's a good rule.
We wouldn't change that.
All right, all right.
And bring your own bed sheet. So we all on point with number one. No sleeping over. Fuck that.
Right.
Fuck that. All right. All right. All right. Now we got that out the way. We understand this. Y'all not doing no overtime on this show. That's what that means. No overtime, all right? Rule number two, no meeting in public except for dinner or drinks before the event of the evening. Nigga, you know what? I think that's a good rule for this time. Sometimes the good sex come for somebody that's only good looking in the bedroom, in dark. Sometimes I don't want to be seen with that nigga. Sometimes he just ain't right for me to fall. You know, because you know me, I'm a dime, and him standing next to me is going to make us a 10, and that's just too many people right there. Too many. Too much right there. That's too much right there. So I don't know about y'all, but I agree. Unless we're going to the Chinese restaurant or we're going to McDonald's, we ain't going to no real restaurant.
I think we could tweak
that
a little bit.
And we ain't going to the club.
Yeah.
And we ain't going to the club. We're going to go to the bootleg. We ain't even going to go to the liquor store. We're going to go to the bootlegger.
I think we could tweak
before the event of the event. I don't know. What y'all think about that? I think we need to tweak that rule a little bit.
Like, I'd rather go get me something to eat and something to drink before the event. I don't have to feed you or see you. Because I don't want to see you after.
That's not what that says. Wait, hold up. That's not what that says. That's not what that says. Don't put no ideas in a nigga's head.
I'm saying it says don't eat in public.
I'm going to come with my belly before the event. Wait, listen, that's 2.B. That's 2B. If she over 250 pounds, you got to get her down. That's 2.B.
Yeah. Because I like to eat.
You eat, Casey. You made a point on that.
I like to eat.
True. Mind you, we going over this contract so we, us, can get an understanding. We can make this work for both of us, okay?
Wait a minute. Since we're going through a contract, we got to do this legally. So since we're going through the legalities and everything.
do you need me to sign it? Because I'm a notary. You need me to sign it?
Ooh. Oh, good, good. We going the right way. And yes, I am legal assistant.
We got this covered, Black Reporter. We got this covered. What's that saying? I'm fucking a cat. You just hold a tail.
Mm-hmm.
I got this.
You got this, okay. I'm saying, Ms. Crush.
What's that, baby?
I'm saying, though, ain't you, if the event is about to happen, right, ain't you going to worry about getting your belly full, and I worry about getting my belly full, so when I get there, we both got a full belly, and we both can get it on with the event?
Listen, what happened was, right? Sometimes I may need a little encouragement. You know, there are days where you just don't want to see this person. But there are days where you hungry and horny. You know, and sometimes we got to compromise here. Listen, sir, I'm hungry, but I'm not horny. But if you feed me, I might just get horny. You see what I'm saying? We got to compromise here. That's what this is. And 225 is trifling herself finally decided to come in the building. What's up, Lady C?
Nothing.
It was some background noise. I didn't want to interrupt.
Back to interrupt your crush. But Lady C, when I told you what the topic was, you died laughing on me. You want to explain why?
Why?
She just had a booty call. Well, I agree with the topic.
She has just had a booty call. She got a flashback to Jody. She knew I was going to fuck one and I was going to bring it up, right? She just knew it. She just knew it. Damn, goddamn LaCrush. She had a flashback to Jody. Is that what it is? Is that what it is? She had a flashback like that little nigga right there.
Yeah.
She remember them days. Yeah, she remember them days.
Them days?
How far do you think that was? Listen, and the holiday season is about to start.
Ooh, yeah.
That's all I'm saying. This contract is going to be written and signed by everybody y'all know. I'm telling y'all. Somebody got some type of agreement. But let me ask y'all a question before we go any further into the next couple of agreement rules and principles. My question is friends with benefits and a booty call the same thing?
No, you don't fuck that.
Going around the room. We want to start with Miss Trifler herself, and she just rolled up in the building. What you think?
I say no. It's different.
There's a difference, and what difference is that?
Well, when you have a friend with benefits, you don't mind being seen with them in public because they are a friend.
I don't know.
You don't mind because pretty much a friend, you can hang out with them. But see, a booty call, all you want is the booty.
Now it's official right now. Let's bring in Princess SAA and Baby Mizike is back in the building. What up, Baby Mizike?
Hey, Baby Mike.
What up?
We haven't heard Baby Mike in eons. What it is?
Mike, what's up, bro, man?
What's up, man? How everybody doing?
We good. We acting up. You know how we do.
Yeah.
Well, you're not a black reporter, dude. Wait.
Don't start. Don't start.
He be acting up, baby. Like, you know how it go, man. You got to put him down, baby Mike. What up, baby Mike, though, man? We've been missing you. We've been asking about you and everything. You just fell. What's up?
Yeah, I've been MIA for a while.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't because of us, was it?
No.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Damn, you said it like it wasn't that important. Sheesh.
No, it was.
It's all good, man. It's all good. Hey, listen, we got a full board in here. I want to thank everybody for tuning in and chopping it up with us. I want to also let everybody know that you can call us at 347-989-0767, and you can also chop it up with us. Shout out to the 347. I see you, Mama. We have Lady Slugger just holding us down, so hopefully Lady Slugger will chime in with us while she's in the chat room and let us know what she think about these rules and principles. I want to know this before we go any further. Who in the biscuits came up with this bullshit?
I have no idea.
Exactly. That's all I want to know. Do you think it was a man or a woman?
I think it was both.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What y'all think? Y'all think the same thing? Stevie B, what you thinking?
I think it was both.
Yeah. And what you really thinking? Think. Booty call and friendship and friend with benefits the same thing?
Yeah. Because your friends with benefit, like, okay, she like, sometimes you could go out with that friend with benefit, you know, go chill. But usually, only time you really going to chill with that friends with benefit when you want some booty.
So, yeah, that we said that, doesn't that make her a booty call? You just happen to
The booty call is only when you want booty. You don't want to be seen with that friend. You don't want to be seen with that booty call out in the street.
But it just said we could be seen in public if we get drinks and dinner.
Yeah.
We could do that with your friends with benefits as well.
That's with friends with benefits. That's with your friends with benefits.
Also, this rule right here don't apply to just booty callers.
What's that?
Never mind. All right.
Let's go by rule number two.
I agree with number three, but y'all let me know.
All right, number three is no calls before 9 p.m. when my free minutes kick in. We don't have shit to talk about. I'm not lying to you, man. That's exactly what it says. I'm just saying, though. Did y'all ever think about that, this rule right here? No calls before 9 p.m. We don't have shit to talk about. Now, y'all know if y'all got boost, if y'all got some of these phones that y'all do hold, these numbers don't get free. Get free minutes don't kick in until 9 p.m. What's so hot about 9 p.m.?
9 p.m. is when the phone, well, for example, I used to have that plan.
It's when the kids
9 p.m. is when it starts working. You know, it starts getting 3 minutes.
But I'm saying, ain't a booty call supposed to be at 8
o'clock? Wait. I just want to say that. Do anybody ever notice this about Black Reporter? He says shit, and it sound like it's going to be mad important. And you shut up and you listen, and you're like, Black Reporter, we just said that. I love you like I love cooked food, Black Reporter. Mwah.
Yeah,
only I can fuck with Black Reporter. Y'all can't fuck with Black Reporter. Y'all can't fuck with Black Reporter. I'm just saying, though, Black Reporter. I'm just saying. We shut up, and then you just said, because that's when they kick in. Like, we know that. We ask him, why is it that like, I'm still baffled, Black Reporter. They help me out. This is what I'm talking about.
But I'm saying, ain't a booty call supposed to be at any time?
Now that we got that question out there, I mean, what y'all think about that, ladies? I want the ladies to answer this. Isn't a booty call at any time?
Yeah.
All right, but you want to say 9 p.m. because that's when your 3 minutes kick in. Okay, listen, this is how it's going to go. Okay, this is what we're going to agree on, okay? This is my suggestion. Y'all let me know if I'm wrong. All right. When you want the booty call, it has to be after 9 p.m. You can't call me before 9 p.m. But if I want the booty call, I could call you anytime. How about that?
Nah.
I said ladies, Black Reporter. How you doing? I said ladies.
Yeah.
All right? I don't know, ladies, so y'all agree? When the lady wants the booty call, it can happen anytime.
Yeah.
But when the man wants the booty call, you got to call before my minutes kick in. Because I'm going to put it like this, gentlemen. Y'all not going to pay for that phone bill because y'all only the booty call. That's exactly what y'all going to say. I can't do it because I'm only the booty call. That's what y'all going to say.
Nah, I disagree with that. I disagree with that.
Who said that?
No.
I disagree with that. You know why I disagree?
Who said they disagree with that?
Because, hold on. When you want the booty call, it's any time. But if I want it, I'm coming to bring the long dong slong. It's only at 9 o'clock.
I mean, shit. Just because you got it don't mean you know how to use it. I'm just playing.
If a homie coming over and you got one of them good homies, he breaking your back, he doing it the way you like it, how come he only can get to come after 9?
I didn't say that. Now, listen, that don't make no sense, sir. If he's giving me that mind-blowing sex, don't that mean he gets to come anytime I want him to come?
He should.
Exactly. So
he should get to call you anytime he wants.
That's exactly. I get to call him anytime I want. So, therefore, we both get to benefit from me calling him anytime I want.
I'm saying why can't he get to call you anytime he wants.
This works out for the man. This works out for the man. Because 9 times out of 10, first of all, you're supposed to be at work. Okay.
So you got to get that from between, you know, in that lunch break. Why, you know, when you get off work for a lunch break?
Because I'm doing my hair. And I'm doing something. I'm busy.
You know, if I call, you going to want to take that time out. Whatever you're doing,
gets
your mind blown out, right?
Listen, I'm busy. Maybe I got neighbors.
You too busy to get your mind blown out?
I'm busy to 9
o'clock. I'm saying, if you're too busy,
anyway,
I'm going to be too busy tonight when you really want it.
All right, Black Reporter. What you going to say, Black Reporter?
I was saying, getting her mind blown out by somebody else.
Holla! Thank you, Black Reporter! Woohoo! Thank you! Thank you, Black Reporter. And if he was smart, he'd be going to find him somebody to blow his brains out. But anyway, let's go to the next rule. The next rule of thumb is none of that love-making shit. Only mind-blowing sex allowed. I want to say this again. None of that, it has this, quote-unquote, love-making shit.
Mm-hmm.
Only mind-blowing sex allowed. You know what? I believe in casual intimacy. Oh, y'all like crush, y'all crazy. Casual intimacy, y'all know what that is? Okay,
the
but anyway. What y'all... They like, no.
Why are you there,
cricket? Exactly, you're a cricket. Shout out to Old Styles. You know why I'm Black Reporter? Because they only come in to check me out because of my candy. That's
okay.
Look, nobody said no. No, we love you too, Black LaCrush. Look, you know, anybody say that? You want to say okay. You see how fucked up y'all are? You know what? All y'all being muted. Nobody said no, LaCrush. That's not even true. Look.
Nah, we love
y'all. See? You know what? Let's move on.
I'm too busy taking the pull.
Oh, shit. What happened?
I was too busy taking the pull off the blood.
Whatever. All right. No emotional discussions. Example. Where are we heading with this? Do you love me? The answer is no, so don't ask. That's number five. What y'all think about that?
Normally that comes from your side of the table.
Mm-mm. What? Wait, what?
No.
A lot of times that comes from the female side of the table.
No, it don't. Black Reporter. Oh, well, then again, Black Reporter, you don't know. No, it don't.
Okay.
It's been a while,
that
Black
way.
Reporter. We understand, Black Reporter. It's been a while. We understand you've been out of the loop. You ain't
okay.
been in the game.
All right.
You ain't been laying that pimp hand down like you used to. We understand that, but no, it's not like that nowadays, Black Reporter.
Okay.
It's these sensitive-ass men. And... on that note, I would like to once again invite y'all to tune in to the Candy Crush, the afternoon quickie, tomorrow evening, 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern. Candy Crush don't put us on hold and shit. Anyway, yeah, you know, see, y'all see my partners, right? Don't matter what sex they are. I'm just saying that. I'm just saying, y'all already know. Okay, so what's this? No plans made in advance. This is why you are called the backup. Unless you are from out of town, then it's only a one-time advanced agreement. Listen, I don't like no pop-ups. I'm sorry. I'm not spontaneous
yeah.
like that.
And I always thought the booty call could be, that was part of the friends with benefits set.
Exactly. Think about it.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Told you, we're not laying the pimp down like you used to, Black Water.
Hey, Ms. Clutch.
Hmm?
I got to say one thing, though. You hit a point. The senseless-ass dude. That's who messed up the modern-day booty call.
That's who messed up
the modern day booty call. These sensitive ass dudes
sensitive
out here.
Sensitive ass men.
Yeah.
Exactly. They messed up the daytime booty.
Yes.
Yeah, y'all can only call us after 9.
Thank you.
I don't disagree with that. I do agree with that. Those sensitive ass noggles.
That sit there and messed everything all up.
Sat up there and want to be crying in our ear at 10 o'clock in the morning talking about how he's so horny and we giving him blue balls. Nigga, if you don't call me after 9, I'm busy right now. Can you not hear him slapping? Go ahead, Black Boy, look.
Oh,
Y'all know good. Y'all acted up. I'm telling everybody on y'all. Y'all are acting up. Telling on y'all. Listen, the number to call in, 347-989-0767. You're listening to Phone Fantasy Radio with La Crush Hearts, Black Reporter, Candy from Candy and Crush. We have Stevie B representing E-N-Y. We have Miss Trifling herself, Lady C, representing Baton Rouge. And we also have the couple of the year, Princess FAA and Bibi Mac, representing. And we also have another Brooklyn Knight pulling it down. I'm just stopping by. All right. Oh,
yeah.
What?
OMG.
Uh-oh. OMG. That is not sexy, man. That is not sexy. Oh, I'm sorry, my bad. Did I say that out loud? Anyway, back to what
That's what we get for not having the computer right in front of us.
Exactly.
And she's reading from the computer. And
she says everything. All right, folks. I want to say this. Kisses, and shout outs, and love to everybody that's showing mass support right now, and that's always going to show support tomorrow and every other day that I'm online. Don't worry, I'll make sure to keep it as vibrant as I can, and you don't get tired of me. All right. Yeah, we got Damn Radio in the building. We got Lady Slugger. We got Old Styles. Now, Old Style be styling on them hoes. Now, it says it's full. Boo, boo. And we got Princess FAA holding us out in the chitty chat chat, chitty chitty bang bang. Candy, you there? No. Princess, you there with us? You still with us?
Yep.
All right, Baby Mike, you still there, Baby Mike? You all right?
Oh, yeah, I'm good. I'm here.
All right, so have you heard the rules? Have you heard the rules so far? We're talking about the booty call agreement, if you haven't figured it out yet. And this is agreement between myself and all the listeners. So we're just going to go and reiterate what we already discussed and see if you have your 2 cents you want to put in here. This agreement shall cover the following rules and principles. Number one, no sleeping over unless it is very good and we need to repeat it in the morning. Number two, no meeting in public except for dinner or drinks before the events of the evening. Number three, no calls before 9 p.m. We don't have shit to talk about. And then we're going to add our own little parentheses. Women are allowed to call before 9 p.m. Men have to call after 9 p.m. And number four, none of that love-making shit, only mind-blowing sex allowed. Number five, no emotional discussions. Examples, where are we heading with this? Do you love me? The answer is no, so don't ask. And number six, no plans made in advance. This is why you are called the, quote-unquote, backup. Unless you are from out of town, then it's okay. It's only a one-time advance agreement. So now we moving on. Oh, wait. Do you have anything you want to say for about 1 to 6? Baby Mike? All right.
Okay.
Moving right along. Huh?
Hello? Oh, you talking
hey.
To me?
No. All right, number seven. All gifts accepted money is always good. I agree with that.
You see only the two oldest members of the room laugh, right?
I agree with that. You got to get home.
Wait a minute. Can I just have a straight flashback? I don't know if you remember this, Lady C, but was we not talking about something like this a couple of months ago? And somebody said something about the long line or along the same lines. Wasn't we talking about something like that? I think we were talking about the friends with benefits.
Yeah, I remember what you're talking about.
We did, right? We was talking about something.
I remember
like
that conversation.
Right? You remember that conversation? Somebody said the same thing about a damn cab, and it came right after them saying that it was a sister of men that was fucking up the modern day booty call.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm just saying, this was like deja vu real quick.
Why do you think I'm dying?
Hey.
Why do you think I'm dying?
Okay, so let me ask y'all this. When do anybody, well, do y'all remember y'all first booty call? Black Reporter, we're going to start with you since it was so long ago.
Oh, damn, that's slow. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I do. It was, and being, what?
It sounds like somebody said 1939, but I'm just saying.
Actually, to be exact, it was 1979. I was on the radio, and I had a car, and I was on the radio one night, and we had talked very sexually on the phone, and she had invited me to her house. Afterwards, went over there, got there, did the deed, got out.
That's what it's called nowadays? Back then it was called that, the deed.
Huh? What was that?
We said, keep continuing.
Was there a question?
Go ahead, Black Reporter.
Oh, no, there was no question.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I was reading the chat room.
Okay. That was that. I mean, there was no contact.
There was no more. It never happened again. You never seen this person again?
Nope. I mean, it happened.
Was that a booty call or a one-night stand? Wait a minute, hold on. Was that a booty call or a one-night stand?
I thought that's what a booty call was, a one-night stand.
Oh. Well, if it was a one-night stand, why don't we have a
Let me ask you a question. If a booty call is not a one-night stand, what's the difference?
The fact that it's repeated. Duh.
We call it not always repeated.
My thing is this: if it is a one-night stand, why do we have an agreement?
True.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying.
That's a good point.
I guess the word one would have been the obvious answer, right? Because one has the word one in front of it. The booty call has the word, has an S at the end of it. I don't know. Sound plural to me. Okay, folks. Moving right along, Stevie B.
Yes.
Do you remember your first booty call?
Yeah, I remember my first booty call. My first booty call was back in 2000. It was a chick I met.
How old are you?
Who, me? I'm 28.
Oh, you're a youngin'. I'm talking like I'm
that
old, right, y'all?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm 29
and 3/4.
Oh, you're older.
Shout out to the
29ers, Al. Nah, but my first booty call was back in 2000. It was a girl I used to work with on the job.
Mm-hmm.
She was my booty call at that time. And, you know, everything was good until the emotional, well, where are we going with this? And is we going to evolve this even more? That's when I had to let that go.
We already established that you can't have sex without feeling some type of emotion. And that's basically what the booty call is really based on, isn't it? Emotion?
It's like you smoking weed.
It's like somebody getting addicted to a drug. You know, you smoke this weed or you drink this liquor or whatever, and it makes you feel a certain way, and you continue doing it only to try to get that one night again, right? That one high again. Mm-hmm. So, I mean... Booty call is just booty call anonymous. Y'all silly. So it's like y'all basically going through the same thing. You know, you had sex with this guy or this girl. It was mind-blowing. It was awesome. You never felt this way before. So, you know, and in the turn, you know, as you go along and you think about it, it's so convenient. This person is giving you everything that you need. Like, you don't have to worry about the drama with this person. You don't have to worry about what this person is doing or this person's not asking you questions, getting in your head or nothing like that. So then, you know, you can't help but to fall for that person.
Well, I'm saying, Ms. Clutch, I mean, how do feelings get in when the only time I'm ever calling you is for some nookie?
Because that nookie feel good. I want that shit 24/7.
I mean,
didn't you just say that?
True, but hold on. But, I mean...
Mm-hmm.
The established relationship, it gotta be more about the nookie. It gotta be, you know,
that
some
is mental. I'm mentally thinking about you coming to rock this world.
Relationship is more than just the looking. It's more of the conversating and going out and getting to know each other, like doing the whole boyfriend-girlfriend thing. But if I'm only calling you like, yo, Ma, what you doing? I ain't doing nothing. Well, come over and give me some, and you can leave. It shouldn't be no, well, you shouldn't even put your feelings into that.
But actually, some people only identify as love being with sex.
That's true.
You ever thought about that?
Yeah.
You right about that.
Maybe you ever think about that. Oh.
That's when problems start.
I'm right about that.
I mean, you're right.
You're right all the way around.
Yeah, that's when the problems come in, and then that's why you got booty call agreements now.
Now that I told you that, moving right along.
just one thing real quick, Crush. As funny as we're trying to make this, this is actually necessary.
What's necessary?
A booty call agreement.
Oh. All right, well,
okay.
Let's finish.
Moving on.
Let's move right along so there's no misunderstandings. No baby talk. However, dirty talk is encouraged. Al, right up my alley.
Mm-hmm. No baby
we're
talk.
We're too grown. Yes, I don't want to hear pee-pee. Don't say cho-cha. Call it what it is. Call it what it is. I want to suck on your dick. Call it what it is. I want to eat my pussy. Call it what it is.
You should let Waka
Flocka. Y'all mad silly. I'm just saying that. I just want to let y'all know.
We've had that Waka Flocka again.
That Waka Flocka.
I just want to let y'all know that y'all mad silly. That's all I want to do.
Explain what to the uninitiated what the Waka Flocka is, sir.
The Waka Flocka is why we say give me some of that Waka Flocka. That's the sound you hear when she get fucking your dick. All you hear is Waka Flocka, Waka Flocka. You know.
Yeah.
Hey, how she
do? Can I just ask that one question? Where did they do that at? No, I'm just playing.
Huh?
Nope. Wait a minute. This number 9 question is. This number 9 rule is interesting. Excuse me. Number 9 says, "No asking for comparisons with former lovers. It's really none of your damn business." That's interesting.
That's true.
And also, that can be dangerous.
I do better than she do it, don't I?
That can be dangerous.
Why can that be dangerous, Black Reporter? Please tell the people why.
You don't want to compare yourself to a former lover.
Why?
Because you don't know how many lovers this man has had in his past.
So you don't know how many lovers he's had.
Huh?
So you don't want to know where you rank, Black Reporter? You can't handle it. You think I would interfere with your performance next time around?
No.
No? Oh.
Nope.
Why? But can't you tell? I mean, some men say they can tell.
Yeah, you could tell what you.
They can tell when a woman's been ran through. So can't y'all tell when a woman's been ran through?
Nah, that's bull crap.
CBB?
CBB. You know why I say it's bullcrap a dude can tell what a girl been rammed through? Because y'all got your own personal feminine aisle in the supermarket. The freshen y'all joints up, tighten it back up. So I don't believe a dude say he can tell when a girl been rammed through.
And also, y'all got them special exercises that can always tighten y'all up. Huh?
Well, yeah, you think that's what that does?
Right. I mean, y'all got everything to tighten y'all joints back up, whatever. You know, if a girl been ran through, she got it's everything out there for a female to get y'all joint right, with snap right back in place.
That sounds like a different topic for a different night, but we will write that down. You know what? I'm going to research on it, though. I want to research on it dude, pussy really got the snap back. So if y'all see that up written somewhere, y'all know that's just going to be a show. All I want to say is snapbacks. That's it. So y'all know that that's going to be the show. That's what we're going to talk about. We can't put pussy up on the lines, but we're going to put down snapbacks. Do the have a snapback. Do your snapback. That's the question of the night. And, on that note, since we're talking about it, might as well sing about it.
Hey, but Ms. Crush.
Some of them are hairy. Some of them are bald. Some are kind of scary. And this is what they're called.
No, you can leave out.
Okay, that's what it is. All right. Okay. So, the number two, I mean, no, see what you did, Black Reporter? Number 10 rule, the number two, the number 10 rule, no calling each other friends with privileges. We are not friends, just sex buddies.
Oh, okay. That does. That does innovate the friends with benefits rule.
All right. And number 11, I think we all agree with this. Calling out the wrong name during sex is okay. Don't be offended. Kiko! Paris! Oh! My bad, Tom. Don't feel no way, Tom. You already know what it was. You know what it is, Tom. And you know what? This is this has to be like the ultimate rule, I think, so far right now. Number 12, no extra clothing. I don't want your ass leaving anything behind when you leave. Don't wear no ties, don't wear nothing extra, leave all that shit in your car.
Yes.
Ladies, try not to wear no underwear. Don't leave nothing. Just wear a muumuu. Don't wear no underwear, no bra. Just put your muumuu on. You're already hopping in the cab while he picking you up, so ladies, don't act like that.
So
I think this had to be like the most ultimate rule right now so far. What y'all think?
I agree. 100%.
Okay, the following rule does not apply to me because I got sleep apnea. No falling asleep right after sex is over, so get your ass up and go home.
Yes.
I'm sorry, but if it's good, that's how I know it's good. See, if it's good, then you and I pass out, you can't technically kick me out because it was good. That's actually a compliment.
Yeah.
So that doesn't apply to me.
That's a tremendous compliment.
But now your ass, I don't care if you got sleep. I don't care if you drew in the hallway. Get out. Y'all are not right.
Oh, man.
Men thought of these first, LaCrush. Y'all hogging the lines. Good to eat. Old Styles want to come through. Anybody want to sacrifice their place and let Old Styles come through and say hi? They said no, Styles. I'm sorry, listen. If y'all want to have more lines, then y'all should donate to Fall Fantasy Radio. My email is LaCrushHearts@yahoo.com. That is for PayPal. Y'all donate, we'll get a premium account, and then everybody can be up in here. See? That's how things roll. But I'm sorry, Old Styles. I can't take people off. Huh?
Tell him to call him.
You going to call him?
Yeah, tell him to call him.
All right. Candy going to call you, Sugar Lips. I mean, Old Styles, my bad. All right.
Hello.
Okay, number 14. I don't agree with this rule, but I'm going to read it anyway. Don't be offended if I don't ask if you enjoyed it. I don't care. What?
I don't know about that one.
Well, if I call you back, then obviously I enjoyed it, right?
Thank you.
Yeah. If I call you back, we signed this shit, didn't we? Nah. Okay, wait. I got a question. Do we sign this before or after the first night?
Signed it before.
How we know? But how you know you want to be?
Yeah, exactly. How do you know?
Like before you walk out, can you sign this, please? Okay, thank you. Here go your copy, mom. Later. That's crazy.
There you go.
You gotta have carbon paper around and shit. Here go your receipt, sir.
Actually, some people still use carbon paper. I don't believe this.
I said we get the green.
What, I'm going to use a copy machine?
I mean, you got to do it before. Who got a copy machine laying around the house like that?
Before. We both signed this, and I got to make a copy. Hold on. Let me go run and get a copy. Then they're going to ask for a paperclip and a folder. Fuck out of here.
No, if you sign it before...
and you hold it, and if it's good, then you go make a copy and you send it to them.
There you go. Go.
Ew, then I got to scan that bitch and email it. Come on. Come on, lady. Come on.
I'm saying, you signed it before.
Come on. Now, come
then
when
on. Kinko's just good
around
with
the corner, okay?
Kevin was good with it. It can be signed, notarized, and you can mail him his copy.
Come on.
To mail him his copy.
Like I said, Kinko is just around the corner.
The blank one for the next motherfucker. So either you want to take this shit or call the table, or you're going to keep it going. All right, let's keep it moving. Number 15 doesn't apply to me, but no, you cannot use my Metro card. You cannot borrow my car for any reason.
No.
No.
Listen, I got a Metro card and you can't have it.
Hell no. I got to share with it. I got to share with kids. Hell no.
Oh, Lord, this is the reason why I put you back in the cab so you could go home. Why would you use my Metro card?
See, it's people, it's sensitive-ass niggas like that.
Come to the show tomorrow.
Why
if anyone asks who you are, if anyone asks who you are, the standard response will be my roommate's girlfriend.
That's not your reason.
Or my roommate. I don't know how that rolls.
I don't probably know.
They're going to say my roommate's girlfriend, and they're going to look at them like, how you doing?
That's well, not
wait,
that
wait a minute, wait a minute. Where's this when you start having a roommate?
Huh?
Since when you started having a roommate? That's the next question.
All right, number 17 is awesome, and I actually thought of this rule first. Okay.
Oh,
doggy style preferred. Hold on. Doggy style preferred. Just hit it hard and right and get the hell out. Please do not forget to lift and separate. There we go.
Whoa, nah.
Whoa. What? Okay, now I'm not finished. That was 17. 18 is reason for doggy style. The less eye contact, the better. I don't want to look at you. Just fuck you. Ooh.
Okay. Bob said you can hit it hard in every position. I don't have to look at you in your eyes.
Ew.
That's the reason your eyes closed and my eyes is closed.
Why I got to have your hot, sweat, funky breath, cuckoo eyed? No, I want you.
First of all, that's the reason why your eyes is closed and my eyes is closed.
I still feel you looking, though. I still feel you. I feel your breath. Y'all not right.
That's crazy.
Exactly. What the fuck?
Nah, I don't know, first, that's not me.
Close your lips, no. And you stop, in the middle, I swear we'll stop. Hold up. What? You don't catch your breath, nigga.
I can't.
Put this mask on, nigga. You got SARS up in his bitch. Put this mask on, nigga.
Oh, you
Put this mask on. SARS up in this bitch, nigga. You got the smile through. Don't breathe on me, nigga. Cover your face. Wear this scarf, nigga. Wrap up. It's cold. Your breath is making me high. Why wrap up?
Did it work right?
Y'all not even right. Y'all wrong for that. I'm just saying. Y'all wrong for that.
Yeah, then it works vice versa. Then.
That hot breath. I know y'all have experienced that double. The dick was good, but that breath was just so hot.
Yeah.
Damn.
Could roast the wiener.
Come on, ladies. See. Yeah. Oh.
What about some of them females?
And the words of ginger smell like old hot dog water.
I'm saying, what about some of them females that want to jump on top of you?
We went through that last night, remember?
Mm-hmm. What'd you say?
We went through that last night.
What'd you say, Stevie B?
What about some of them females that want to jump on top of you with the humming breath? Now, come on. Let's talk about it.
Tell her to put a mask on.
Let's talk about it.
You got some females that got the humming breath for the court side and want to jump on you.
And then I ask y'all this. Where's the hygiene rule at?
Ooh,
yeah, where is the hygiene rule?
There should be a hygiene rule.
It has to be.
We need to put one in.
Yes.
Good hygiene.
Yes.
No, okay, number 19.
Desirable odors.
Yes.
No,
because,
number 19.
Because,
we don't hook up. We hook up obviously whenever the mood strikes me. So don't keep calling. We already said
right.
That don't count. I guess we all admit that. That don't count. I hear you, Nickel Truth.
No.
So loud in my ear. For hold on. Somebody screaming in my ear. Can we let him speak? Go ahead, speak. Speak on it. Who is that in my ear? Who is that? Nobody else heard that?
Hello. No. Hmm? Not me.
Nobody else heard that? Okay, maybe it was just me. Okay. So we omit number 19. We're going to put...
We omit number 19.
Rule.
Yeah, we got to make it
we omit 19, and we're going to exchange it with the hygiene rule.
Right. Okay.
Yes.
There you go.
Okay.
Miss LaClush.
Yeah.
I had a booty call one time, and... it just made me I tell you like this. The girl came over. Everything, she was looking good. But when I had to take them drawers down, I was putting them drawers right back up, because it smelled like hot. It smelled like hot roasted for you onions.
That's not even the bottom of it. I didn't even have a booty call. It was going to be a one-night stand, okay? We was talking on the phone, and I was feeling all scrumptious, and he was feeling all scrumptious. So I was like, you know, come on over, right? I don't know if this nigga just went in the hamper and took the clothes he had on 3 weeks ago and threw them on or whatever, but that nigga came over, he took off his coat, and then fucking shit hit my nose. I'm like, you gotta go. That shit was in the rug. It was just so like, ooh-wee. I was like, I was all types of fat bitches. I be that. But I'm clean, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
See you when I smell you. Peace out. Like, he got mad. I was pissed off.
See you when I smell you.
I was pissed off, you know, because I didn't have a booty call backup. I didn't know Stevie B number. That's all I'm saying.
But I think, honestly, I think the hygiene room should bounce up to number one or number two.
Huh?
I think the hygiene rule should move all the way up to at least number one or number two. It got to be out there in the open.
All right, so let's go to the next one. This one should have been, this rule right here should have been number one. The most important one, no condoms, no fucking carry your ass home.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
but
yeah,
listen, ladies, this rule right here is the important one. But listen, ladies, I don't know about y'all, but I order my shit in bulk online at discountcondoms.com. You can get 100 for only $25, okay? So you need to have your own protection. Fuck him. I don't care about him. You know what I mean? Ladies, you need to have your own protection. Okay? You can go on any website. You can go to any drugstore. You can even go get a TB shot and pick up some condoms, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, that right there should be each own responsibility. There should be no excuse. Oh, he didn't have a condom. No, you should also always have a condom. Even if he have one, fuck that nigga here.
Yeah, that's
fellas, for me and ladies, it always helps to have a copy. And to say you don't have a copy, that's wrong. You can get a copy. A copy of your HIV test at all times with you.
Yes.
Listen, some people forget about that, okay?
Yeah,
that's not in my wallet. I forgot about it. I lost my wallet, whatever.
That right there,
I can understand. But just to be, fuck all that. Listen, on the safe side, either don't do it or strap it up. I don't care if you show me a copy of it. That don't mean shit.
Yes.
Still got to use it. Should not be no excuse. Okay, no, that's nice, but I typed that up and I printed it out myself. So
hey,
I don't give a fuck about that.
Of course, I agree with
but
you.
But I do give a fuck about a condom. So that right there, ladies and gentlemen, it only costs, like I said, you can use $25. If y'all don't have $25, I suggest y'all go do a little phone sex, moan a little bit, have that shit direct deposit, and then go buy y'all some condoms.
I agree with you on that, bro. I agree with you on that. Especially when you go to the doctor's office or clinic, they got condoms
exactly.
all over the place.
Exactly. You know what, ladies?
Yeah,
the doctor's not going to look at you no type of way. Ain't nobody in that office going to look at you no type of way. And if they
thank
do, you just give them a nice little smile and say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
I like to keep my own book at home, because if a female come over with one, I'm sorry, I really don't trust you.
Yeah,
females
don't
do
it.
You can't trust
them. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, because females.
You know, it works for guys too. It works for whoever house you're going to. They should have it. How about that?
Yeah,
that would be.
I don't trust you.
Whoever house I'm going to, they should have it.
I dodged a bullet like that. For keeping my own personal stash, I dodged me a bullet because I knew a female. She used to like poking holes in them.
Ew. That's too much work. I dodged a bullet. I don't like putting them on. I'd be like,
No, not putting them on, what she used to do with.
No, I know. That's why I'd be like, yeah, I don't want you to say I post anything. Nope, here, here, never. Yeah. All right. This applies to everyone. Number 21, we're rolling down toward the end. Then we're going to get into some good old music. Number 21. Wait, hold on now. This ain't no motherfucking bar. Wait, what? How you going to tell me when I get to number 21?
Didn't we pass 20?
Yeah, go to bed.
No, go to bed.
Did we not say we had omitted 28? Change it to hygiene.
Okay.
Did we not say that?
Yeah. No, we said we omitted 19.
And he's supposed to be my co-host. Like, he's supposed to be writing this shit down.
We supposed to be omitted 19.
We're at 21 Black Reporter. 21. 21. All right. Thank you. 21.
Okay.
Bring your own damn drink. I ain't no liquor store. It don't say it like that, but I'm saying it like that. Bring your own damn drink. No, I ain't no liquor store. You know what? All summer, that was the rule, nigga. Like, that was the rule. You had to bring a bottle of Grey Goose and some weed because you wanted to get in the door. That was your maintenance fee. That was your maintenance fee. My roommate drink all that. She don't want that. I'm the good one of the bunch.
I agree with that rule, though. Bring your own drink.
Ooh, this is a very interesting one, and I'm mad it's all the way at the end. No phone use, please. Don't want anyone calling back looking for your ass.
Yes, on the house phone.
Yeah, I mean, why, you know, you're supposed to have your own cell phone. Isn't that how y'all hooked up to begin with?
And if you do use the house phone, I do believe in Star 67.
There you go.
Extra tip for successful booty calls. We have to end now. The air from off-mouth blah, blah, blah mention rules may only be altered by the holder of this agreement. If the other party attempts to change or alter any terms of this agreement, it will automatically become null and void, and you will then be removed from the booty call list and deleted from phone memory and email list, blocked from all communication until your silly ass understands the rules. Okay, participating partners. That's interesting, right?
Very.
So your signature, today's date is September 30th. 2010, they go my signature, and here go the phone number, 347-989-0767, and here go the address, www.homefantasyradio.com. That was awesome. So now we are officially booty callers.
Let me put my stamp on it, notary stamp.
Yes.
Oh.
If you like it, then you should have put a stamp on it. No,
if you like it, you can go get the rings and put it on it.
I was about to say, is that only good in South Carolina?
She's not in South Carolina. What are you talking about?
Oh, you're not?
That's not her. That's candy.
That's candy. Oh, okay. It's only good in Oklahoma.
Yeah,
no.
It was so damn good. I got two rings on it.
We're going to get back to that. Right now, I'm going to go ahead and go into this good old song. We got 46 minutes remaining on the clock. The number to call in, 347-989-0767. Press that 1. I know you want to speak, and then I'll let you on. Right now, we got Stevie B represent East New York, Brooklyn on the fucking lines. We got Lady Trifler C representing Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And we got Candy representing Oklahoma.
Yeah,
and we got Black Report.
We got Black Reporter representing wherever the fuck he at. No, I'm just
South Louisiana.
We got him representing where the fuck he at, wherever, man.
The 337
exactly, and we got 343s. I mean 347s up on the boards right there. How y'all doing right there? 347, 347, and we got old style holding us down in the chitty chat. Hey, thank you, boo. Guest 75.
Damn, he hung up.
Still checking us out. And big old, how you doing? Howdy. You awesome airplane pilot.
Airplane pilot.
Awesome airlines pilot, the one, the only flyboy radio, Mr. Young, freakity fresh himself. Like I said, I'm going to go to this good old song, and then we're going to come back and we're going to scratch it up a little bit more.
OW Big Money, and this is a TBD production. Let's get it. Get that money, baby. Little mama the freak and her body so dope. Just like up on a queen, she love the D-Do. Monster Mouth, D-Do, baby. Monster Mouth, D-Do, baby. Little mama's a freak and her body so dope. Just like a porno queen, she love the D-Do. Monster Mouth, D-Do, baby. Monster Mouth, D-Do, baby. Big ballin', I'm in the club watching the sexy freaks. These ladies got ass for all days of the week. Nice and exotic curves, cause she more than a bird. Elegant style, so superb, 10 times to the third. So I approach the chick with the game so slick. My style is so sick, so baby, who you with? I started dropping knowledge, she was loving my toxic. Turned off by my logic, getting hurt in my cockpit. We bounced out the club, right into the parking lot. The girl loving the thug, rubbing all on my job. She showing me her tongue ring, she in the free. Since she riding with a king, she can suck me clean. We hopped in the whip and my pants was unzipped. Smacking my dick all on her lips and licking on the tip. She got no gag reaction, deep throat in action. She love giving a player that satisfaction. Little mama's a freak and her body so dope. Just like I'm on a wing, she love the D-Do. D-Do, baby. D-Do, baby. Little mama's a freak and her body so dope. Just like I'm on a wing. Now back to the sucking, slurping and slobbing. Two hands with a lot of spitting, keep her head bobbing. Baby girl got ass too, so you know what I'ma do. Working that pussy till it's black and blue. She sucking it like a vacuum. Baby, I'ma come shroom, stroking on my dick while we listening to slow tune. Little mama the athlete, shaking her ass cheeks. Baby making my knees weak, I can't even speak. She can swallow the protein, if you know what I mean. Doing her deep throat thing like a porno queen. Running my fingers through her head, she right between my legs. I'm laying on the bed, getting some killer head. Sliding them titties up and down my pole. And oh no, I'ma lose control, I'm about to blow. As I start to let it go, she's sucking my raw swole. Swallowing more and more, baby, I let it go. Little mama's a freak and her body so low. Just like I'm on a queen, she love the D-Do. D-Do, baby.
All right, folks, I apologize for that. I'm having technical problems. My whole modem just shut down. All right, so I had to recall back into the line. I'm sorry. Did y'all miss the song? Did y'all get a chance to hear that song? All right, let me go ahead and kick it to another song, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to chop it up again.
Phone Fantasy Radio, playing the best music from yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Crush tight, ride me round town, but it's only one night. You can take me out, buy me crush tight, ride me round town, but it's only one night. One night will play the fool, baby, take it there. Slap my ass, tell even
shit, goddamn. I'm a nut everywhere. Is this my best affair? No, it's not fair. You can take me out, buy me crush diet, ride me round time, but it's only one night. You can take me out, buy me crush dice, ride me round time, but it's only one night. One cycle, so you paid your fee. To get next to me, I'ma make you plead guilty. You wanna wife me, keep me icy. But you know the drill, so don't try to get ill. It'll get you killed. And leave your baby mama, yeah, your baby mama, with a fucking bill. So you better chill and get me the thrill. You can't the fuck feel, cause I know the deal. I'm your next meal, so make me squeal. Let me know that you're truly trill. Give me something, daddy, that I can feel. Go ahead, baby, make me click my heel. You can take me out, buy me crushed ice, ride me round town, but it's only one night. You can take me out, buy me crushed ice, ride me round town, but it's only one night. One night will play, it's a pretty night. Yeah, I love my ice, but I'm still not your wife. Go get a life, you so fucking try. Don't make me in your life. Can you stay tonight? Nigga, yeah, right. Stop putting up a fight, I'ma miss my flight. So get it right, even though we tight. You only pay for one night. You can take me out, buy me crushed ice, ride me round town, but it's only one night. You can take me out, buy me crushed ice, ride me round town, but it's only one night. You can take me out, buy me crushed ice, ride round town, but it's only one night. You can take me out, buy me crushed ice, ride round town, but it's only one night.
Milwaukee, Mrs. PG, the host of the Sidebar, the Takeover, and Milwaukee Music with One Night right there. So y'all need to go to ITB Network because that's what we affiliates of L. In the building, .name.com, that's intabuilding.ning.com. I don't know. I think I be thinking slow and talking fast. I'm not. Anyway, I'm just getting old. That's all it is. That's all it is. Anywho, bring everybody back online. Hey, Candy Girl.
Hi, baby.
How you?
I'm good, baby. How are you?
I'm good.
My crush.
What's up, Candy?
My Chris. Oh, he said that he's going to call in, but it's going to be a 111 number.
Who?
Old Styles. He said he's going to call in. It's going
to
be a 111.
Old Styles. All right, so let's get to Old Styles, and then we're going to bring everybody else on. Please be a little patient. Let me get to Old Styles, because Old Styles has been waiting for a minute to get up on these boards, so we need to go ahead and bring Old Styles in. Old Styles, you the motherfucking man. What up, Nicole? No, I'm just playing. What's up, man?
How you doing, man?
I'm
What's
good.
What's good with y'all?
How
y'all chilling? I'm listening to the show y'all going in right now. I like the discussions y'all having right now, the rules you got. The rules you got going. What's up, Candy? I know you on the line too. Shout out to both of y'all.
Holla.
Hold on, is it true what she said? You got your lips taste like sugar?
I don't know. You can find out for me.
I don't know. I need to be talking to you. All right, Black Reporter, CVB, all y'all crazy folks, y'all back at it with a crack addict. I'm not a crack addict.
What's up,
old
pal?
I'm not a crack addict.
How
it just sounded like it. It just sounded good.
Okay.
No, just let me clear that up. Not a crack addict. It just sounded good.
I'm definitely trying to stop Booty Guard's show tomorrow, too, man. Definitely.
That's right. Come get your... Yeah, I got stuck for a minute. I was going to say something real fly, and then it just didn't click, so.
you know that?
That's all I'm saying. It's after midnight over here on the East Coast. That is my story, and I'm sticking to it. right now.
East Coast's going hard right now.
Huh?
I said the East Coast is going in right now. I'm over in Jersey, so shout out to Jersey.
What's
that
part of Jersey?
I'm in South Jersey. Okay. I'm from North Jersey, though, Brick City, North New Jersey, but I'm up in South Jersey right now.
You up in South Jersey?
You know what it is. I'm holding down South Jersey. I'm going
there. Oh, okay.
You know?
I was just asking. I mean,
you know.
That's what it sounded like to me. I was just asking. Anywho. Shout out to Jersey. Jersey in the building, hard motherfucking party. No, I'm just playing.
The Jersey Housewives.
Look. Yo, why all the women be watching that now? What's up with that show?
Because that shit's crazy.
It's like all the women
New
is doing that
right
now.
New Jersey
Housewives. Oh, that shit is bananas. But I don't watch it like that. I like watching the, I just like watching the reunion shows.
Yeah.
Them shit be hilarious.
Yeah, they be teaming up
you
on
get
that.
You everything you need
woman.
To get in that one little show. I don't need to know what else happened. I just want to see that one little show. Anywho, shout out to all the friends that I'm getting on Facebook because of Candy.
Why is it because of me?
Candy, you be promoting
like
real hard.
I be promoting
real
hard.
Yeah, you be promoting
real
hard.
I'll flag on everything. This is what I'm not understanding.
I be thinking, it ain't no, I can't do it without my crush. It ain't no candle. I be like, I told him, I said, I don't know.
Oh, shout out to all our haters that got us spammed, blocked on Facebook.
Yeah. That was fun.
Shout out to all of them. All three pages of mine were spam blocked, so it's.
I'm about to get off Facebook anyway, though. Facebook be having some old stuff with it, though. I can't even front, like. You know what I'm saying?
It's like they trying to have standards in a no-standards environment.
Yeah, yeah. And then you have, like, people popping up on your Facebook, and you don't really know who they are. You know what I'm saying? Like, every day I see somebody on my Facebook, and I'm like, damn, did I add them? Did they even ask me?
Yeah,
like, who is this person that's my best friend up this month? I don't know this dude. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to all the dudes that be hitting me up in my inbox on Facebook, though. They be saying some fly shit to me, though. Sometimes I be just like, really? Really, sir? Thank you, sir. Thank you. I don't mean, you know. Like, this one guy said, hello, gorgeous. I'm getting a sweet tooth looking at you. I mean, how do you respond to that? Oh, like, what else do I say?
All you can say is thank you.
I ain't had no friend requests in 2 days.
Must say, God damn, you're one sexy and gorgeous-ass queen, and damn, words cannot say how much your beauty is, my queen. Stay sweet and gorgeous, my queen. Oh, he got saved.
It's all about the BBWs and the MBWs.
What's that?
BMWs.
Yeah, BMWs.
Beautiful
medium women.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shout out to all the spammers.
Shout out to ITB. We going hard. I think that's what it is. We on everybody's page and we just putting it out there. Shout out to Priest Forever, aka DJ Wheeler. Shout out to DJ Super Dave. He's going to do a drop for us one of these days. We're going to get some people to do some drops. Also, shout out to Esther Mogul. He's going to be a guest on the show, Phone Fantasy Radio, October 12th. And then we have that Brooklyn Bullshit. Yeah, we on it on October one of them days. We're going to have Rico as a guest.
And we have
one of them days.
Yeah.
And we're going in on the after new quickie. We got the freaking month of October booked. But if you would like to submit your music and be a guest on our show, and you want to be a guest on this show, we could just have all 3 hours just booked up of just you, us, and Candy, and we just going in. You can do it.
Oh, yeah, we have O Styles on the 15th.
We got O Styles in there. We got
I'm in the building.
Noonie, no, not Noonie Jr. Who was the other one? Oh, we got O Dubby.
Next Friday, we are interviewing old motherfucking Debbie.
And we have a very, very, very special guest on the 22nd.
Yeah, the 22nd. And also, we have a guest on October 29th. So you definitely want to go ahead and jot this down, www.blogtalkradio.com/Candy Crush. That's KANDIKRUSH. Go follow us. Go add us as a friend. We are on Facebook. We are on Twitter at Candy Crush on Air. The website is coming real soon. I'm working on it. My computer is fucked up. My birthday is coming up November 9th, but if you want to send a donation, you sure can.
Email me
at songfantasyradio@gmail.com.
Birthday donation.
If you're an independent artist, spoken word, hip-hop, rap, you sexy, you hot, you want to get played, please, please, please send it to soulfantasyradio@gmail.com. The sexier the better, then you'll definitely make it to the afternoon quickie or the quickie expose. So definitely shoot us an email with all your information. We'll definitely promote you. And, by the way, ITB Nagoso. You know, we definitely shoot your shit to others if you would like that done.
Can I throw something in the air real quick?
Oh, can I? Yeah, go ahead.
I want to say to everybody out there that's tuning in to the show, shout out to La Crush number one, Candy Crush. Definitely got to give y'all a shout out. If y'all want to be on the next hot DVD that I'm doing right now, I got the Underworld TV DVDs on Smash right now. I'm about to go into Volume 9. Anybody out there that's a rapper, singer, dancer, poet, comedian, whatever you want to call it, whatever you do, send your footage to my email, oldstylesunderground@yahoo.com. We're going to get it on the next DVD, get it on the next mix CD. We got DJ J Millions mix CDs on blast right now. Go to thatpiff.com to download any old style CDs you want for free. Old Styles, it's thatpiff.com/oldstyles321. Download free CDs. And, you know, just tune in to all the shows, man. Blog Talk, man.
Blog Talk is that bullshit, man.
And they can also go to my Facebook and download a mix CD. Y'all just gotta go and find out who it is.
On top of that, in November we have I do have Phone Fantasy Radio in November. We have BBW month in honor of the Queen BBW herself, Mr. Crush Hearts.
I'm gonna ask Queen, BBW, thank you very much.
Queen Fluffy Diva.
I'm a super fluffy flirt. I'm a super fluffy flirt.
Super fluffy flirt.
Yeah, there we go.
Super fluffy flirt.
Hello. Somebody's microwave going off.
Facebook.com/phonefantasyradio. Or just go to our website. You're going to find all this information on our website. Because you know why? Because I'm going to put it up there. Yep, I sure is. So www.phonefantasyradio.com. Let me go ahead and open up the lines. I know we have another Jersey Mike in the building. What it do, 201? Who you is and where you from?
Insane Jermaine, represent Hackensack, New Jersey.
Insane Jermaine, the BBW spokesman king, a.k.a. James Brown Jr., the hardest working man in showbiz. What it motherfucking do, knuckle?
Just got off working, grinding, just got off the grind. Off on this computer, you know what I'm saying? Sending out promotes. I got big things coming up next year. I want to, what's your man's name? Old Styles. I want to give him my man number. Because like I say, I'm trying to tell everybody about the Billionaire Club, all the underground rappers. I'm picking up my VIP pass Saturday in my book. I just joined it. It's like I say, $18.95. That's the book. It got all kind of investors. You can get whatever you want. You can get Bentleys, Rolls Royce, penthouses, private planes. yoked it with Diddy in them, and it's a one. It's $18.95 down payment on the book, and a one shot $3.95.
That's what it is.
That's
fire right there.
Definitely
and
give him your number, Al.
Well, I'm working with, I don't know if you ever heard of him, I'm working with J.R. Rockefeller on Wall Street. I'm working with him now, and I start my internship in 2 more weeks with him. And his number is 212-689-1710. Yeah, 212-689-1710. I hear you in Jersey, you know what I'm saying? I deal with some cats out of Brick City, too. I did
That's
catch
definitely
all
what
over.
It is. I'm
Brick
in
City.
South Jersey right now, but I'm from Brick City, so I'm repping both sides right now. I'm taking it. I'm about to take it around the world right now, though. We're bringing the new age of hip-hop. So, like, give me the that them last 4 digits right there. I'm going to send y'all some music and shit, too, man. We stay connected.
Okay, yeah. This is my man, JR. That's him. It's, like I said, he's 212-689-1710. Last 4-1710. That's
okay,
the man,
I got you.
Because right now, I'm walking the red carpet. I'm walking the red carpet December the 7th with him. I'm talking about this is everybody on the ticket. I'm talking about he got people like he. I couldn't meet them last meet. They had a meeting 3 weeks ago. And like I said, Monique showed she was asking about me. He done got my name out there. I done talked to Russell Simmons on the phone already. He done got my name out there. I got all kind of
That's
people
how you do
to meet
it.
Me now.
That's what it is, dog. That internship is going to be definitely big, too, so. Do what you do. Like I said, man, stay in touch with me. I can send you my email or whatever. All the artists, you know, let them know. I'm doing my DVD. If y'all want to hop on the DVD, hit me up, oldstylesunderground@yahoo.com, and get on this next DVD.
Okay, for real.
I
want to
be on a DVD. Can I be on a DVD?
Well, you know you can be on a DVD, definitely.
Have you ever heard
of Brooklyn? You going to come to me or do I have to come to you?
Yes, like I said, hit me up on my email and we'll talk about it and see how we're going to do it.
Well,
you know
let's
what
talk
but
about
definitely.
It right now. Can we meet at Union Square? Can I whip up this sexy?
What'd you say, Union Square?
Have you ever heard of 201 Bangers?
Me?
201 Bangers?
Yeah, 201 Bangers.
Nah, where they
my
from?
Boy, click. We got a whole click. We got a whole click up this way in North Jersey. We got a whole click. We got cats, like, all over Jersey. I'm talking about he got cats out of Patterson, Hackensack, Englewood. He got them all over. That's why they call him 201 Bangers.
Tell him to hit me up, because, matter of fact, I'm going to be up that way next week shooting footage for my Brick City DVD, too, so... You know what I'm saying? That's like an all-Brick City DVD, though. It's going to only have all Newark artists, all Newark freestyles. My whole crew going to be on there. Like, my brother just came home from jail, so I'm going to be doing something for him, too. So, like I said, we do all that online. I want to take up the ladies' show, but I'm going to definitely stay in touch with you. We'll hit you up, and, you know, we do what it
is. Okay, let me leave you my number. I'll leave you my number. You know what I'm saying? That's 973.
I got you.
752.
Damn, everybody on BTR going to have that.
7498.
What's your name again?
That's me, Insane Jermaine.
Got you, dog. Alright.
For Friday,
now you know.
That's me.
Now you know you need to write that number down.
Shout
actually,
out
I'm putting it on my phone.
Shout out to Coffee
man. I'm a businessman.
Hey, guess what? I got a new event next year. I'm doing this next summer. Y'all think the summer jam and meltdown ain't shit. I got the BBW in the ball.
Thank you.
I hate to say, but for the ladies, it's a $500 tip to get in, cause it ain't gonna be nothing. My motherfucking ballers up in there. It's just a
baller
party.
Mm.
It ain't gonna be no $50 and $100. Nah, fuck that. We talking about $1,000, $2 or $3. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be the BBW and the ballers night out in Las Vegas. That was
so. It's $500 to get in there.
It's for the ladies. It's a tipping. You're going to make your money.
Ain't no tipping in no $500.
No, damn fight. You're going to have to do $500.
It's
going to
be a swore that.
Do you know what I mean? And you know what? I'm going to
say $5.
Listen. We just bugging with you.
I'm talking about Snoop Dogg.
We talking about like Snoop. We talking about some Donald Trump, Bill Gates.
Okay, can I say something? Okay, well, since you're a baller, how about you just put some money off my homegirl PayPal so she can get her computer?
Listen, that's what it do right there.
I'm not going to even get into that right now.
People just be talking.
Y'all is wild.
Alright, so moving right along before we even go there, can we just move right along, please? Can we do that, y'all?
All right, we got 20 minutes remaining on the clock. Thank you, NSA Jermaine, for tuning in. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for sharing that good old information. We're all about networking. We're all about independent artists. So that's what's up. Hopefully we'll get to see you do big things in the near future. Good luck to you and all that good stuff. Old Style, thank you for representing and showing up and showing out with us. And
you already know.
We've got Mimi Cat, DJ Mimi Cat, and also Louise in the house.
Hey, Louise and DJ Mimi Cat, how y'all is?
How we do? What's good, ma?
Everything
how
good,
y'all
lady?
Doing? That's what's up.
I'm
what's
hanging
what's
in
up?
There.
Buffalo. Okay. I heard you under the weather, so
I'm definitely blessed. I'm sorry I ain't been in the chat room with y'all in a while. I just got out the hospital again, so I'm trying to take things
easy.
I'm
so sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Maybe too. But
that makes
sense.
I was saying I haven't been here in a while either because I spent a week in the hospital in St. Louis, and then a couple more getting well. So I'm back in Minnesota.
All right.
With me, it's a little longer journey than that because I'm still recuperating, and I got some bad news too with my illness. There is no cure, so
it's making
nothing
it so bad.
Okay, well, sorry.
I'm not
trying
to make it so bad because I'm not feeling bad about it.
Everything that they say is not law. You know what I'm saying? I tell all my peoples that. I tell my grandmother that. I tell my mom that. When I go to the doctor, I don't listen to everything they say. You feel me?
Yeah. Because I'm a believer.
They trying to get paid, too,
girl.
Thank you.
I survived breast cancer 3 times. I'm a survivor.
All right,
hey,
mom.
I feel like that's see? Bringing it out.
I'm a survivor. I'm not going to give up.
I didn't even lose a titty.
That's even better.
I am not going nowhere. I'm still sitting here smoking my weed like I always do.
Already.
Prescribed weed. We is a beautiful herb.
Yes,
it is. From the earth, okay? It cures a lot of shit. And if you're rid of a lot of stress, more doubtful than anything. If you stress about something, you ain't got no job, what the fuck are you not doing with your life, and why the hell you not smoking weed?
Smoking weed kills all the bullshit.
This morning, and I sure took a dose. And it was good.
Hey, look.
Calm down.
Let me tell y'all something. Mine today was so good that I called them Candy Kush today, didn't I?
Hey.
I was smoking that Kush.
Then I call y'all that today. I'm like, oh, damn.
That's not good.
Oh, my God.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little Kush now and then.
LaCroix, you're going to have a surprise guest coming in.
We got some more guests coming in.
You have a surprise caller getting ready to come in.
Oh, I already got the surprise.
Another one.
All right.
First you get it in, then you get it
out. I know who that is.
Hold on.
We got the lines are full right now. Let me introduce y'all to everybody. We got Insane Jermaine from Hack and Sack. We got Old Styles.
We got Black Reporter.
What's
we
good,
got
Big
Lady C. We got DJ Mimi Cat. We got Louise. We got Stevie B.
She was good.
The one who was on your show getting nasty the other night.
This sounds like my call log from last show.
Let me tell you, we're going to take all your people. We're going to take all your people.
Hey, Ginger, you know we coming for the ladies, man.
I know you don't. I don't black.
So we be, hey, you know what? Hey, you can't help it that me and LaQuest, we the only two women on your show.
Wait a minute.
Who's coming for the ladies?
Ooh.
Huh? Ooh. Who's coming for the ladies?
Girl, but when it's a pretty one, you want to get
I don't give a fuck if you
what y'all talking about, though. It's a 24-hour thing where I'm at, y'all. It's 24 hours. You can call whenever you want to call. It's a 24-hour thing, y'all.
So we already talked about that.
Hey, look, you know what I call that list? I call that list evidence. Real rare, because that ain't nothing for you to look at later on and say, look, we agreed to this and we agreed to that. We agreed to this. You feel what I'm saying? Like, that ain't nothing but something to read later on.
Shit, I'm getting a $200,000.
Yeah, I'm not signing no paperwork on it. Like, real rap, we know we grown. We know what we going to do. Tell the truth. Tell the real truth. You really don't even have to discuss none of that, because when you meet somebody and you know what's going down, you're supposed to, yep. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to express all of that from the door anyway before you
Thank
get
you.
To the bedroom and all of that. You feel me? Once you're in the bedroom,
okay, so,
it's really no talking in the bedroom.
So basically, y'all saying everything that we're saying, but y'all just want to say it y'all way.
Yeah,
basically. But hey, LaCresh, you remember I said it in the chat room that men made this up first.
And down paper, whether you discuss it, it's still a written agreement. It will hold up in the court of law.
I put my notary stamp on it. It was.
Listen, I tell them all this. When they fuck with me, you fucking with a freak. And I'm going to tell them in. I ask, do you suck dick? She'll say, no. All right, I'm going to eat that pussy, but I'm going to tell you, I'm going to turn your ass out. And I'm saying you're going to be shocking me, because you better suck some dick if you want me to shock you.
Oh, my God.
I tell them
what
to
say. I'm going to say this, yo. The word ill is not in the bedroom. If the word ill comes up, it just kills the flow.
Who just said that statement?
I tell him in a minute. You fucking with a freak. I tell him in a minute. I got no holes bar in the bed. Ugly or what? You fucking with me? I want to put. I'm telling
you.
Just
met
your
goddamn
man. That's my homeboy right there.
We can meet up. We can meet up anytime, anywhere. We can meet up anytime, anywhere. Like I say, I don't eat pussy for a second. I just wait 2 or 3 hours. I turn your ass out.
Because everybody mumbling at the same time. Y'all need to really. Slow it down. Hold on. Can we just hold up for a minute, just a quick second? Can we just do that? Can we just be grown for a minute and hold our fucking stomach? Can we just do that for a second? Thank you very much. Okay, let me just go down the line. Everybody get to speak their piece. We can sing together, but we all cannot talk together. Y'all making it sound real ruckus up in here. I'm glad you're having fun, because I am too, but we need to have some order, please. Thank you very much.
Hold it down.
All right, so back to what we're saying. We got 7 minutes remaining right now. I don't know if y'all would like to go on OT. We can't go on OT.
Let's go on OT. Y'all with it? Okay, let me just say this right there.
They are complaining in the chat room. They can't hear y'all. There's a lot of voices one at a time. See, so I'm asking y'all to just tone it down for a very, very shiny second. We got O Styles. We got Coffee77, who's also from Minnesota. Can I just click off the chat room? And we have Vince in the Bay, who came and left, and Mistress Jim, who came and left, and guest 7557. Listen, folks, in about a few minutes, about 5 minutes actually, y'all will no longer hear us in the chat room. The show will start over, but we will still be on the chat line on this board. If you would like to join the conversation, I advise you to please call in now at 347-989-0767, and we will click y'all in. And you can just roll with us afterwards, the after party on Phone Fantasy Radio, the last episode at late night. If not, thank y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate y'all. Don't forget to tune in to the Candy Crush This afternoon,
4 p.m.
Central, 5 p.m. Eastern. We're going to act real silly and keep it always cute. And y'all are going to really hear us 5 days a week starting next week.
Yeah, BTR's new.
We're going to have to get on officially next week, right, Ginger?
Huh?
Ginger? We're going to have Gingerbread on next week.
Ginger's supposed to come on tomorrow.
Okay, that too.
Oh, no, that's next week. Never mind. Monday. Did you say you stay out?
Well, I mean, if it was something, I mean, yeah, whatever.
He's
just going to be
there.
That's
what we know.
He's going to
be there anyway.
Well,
he might be there every day.
We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know about him.
He actually can't stay too long because he got to go work on our intro for tomorrow.
We're
going to have our first guest next Friday. It's going to be old Dubby, who's going to hold it down with us on the afternoon quickie. We're going to be talking about some real hot shit next Tuesday. We are talking about homie lover friends right here on
Home
Factory Radio, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. You know how we do Thursday. We'll be talking about that pay for play, all our trickers, or y'all.
You hear? Damn right, trickers.
All y'all professionals. Wink, wink.
Now we have a topic
of conversation.
And for all y'all,
talking about oral sex on the. On the expose, we're going to be sharing our freaky wet dreams. We're going to be talking about the good versus the bad. Why do good girls like bad guys? And why do bad guys like
good girls?
All that good stuff. We're going to be talking about cyber sex and phone sex and ginger sex on Monday.
And
we're
going to
get
popping next. Yep, because I know Monday.
We're talking about 5 days a week. Like I said, if y'all don't know, y'all need to know. Y'all need to hit us up on Facebook at facebook.com/LaCrushHarlem. If y'all don't have me as a friend, y'all need to add me now before my shit gets shut down.
Tomorrow, if y'all know any sensitive-ass men are studs, please have them call to tomorrow because it's manly expression.
Next week on Tuesdays and Thursdays, when we do Phone Fantasy Radio, Phone Fantasy Radio will flow right into the show afterwards at 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. Central.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to be the
So basically, I'm going to get a double dose of La Crush and Candy. I'm going to get us from 9 p.m.
To 8 to 11.
Sal, you better strap up.
I'm near mine. You already know.
Do I get that privilege?
You already know, Candy.
Hold on.
I said, do I get to have that privilege? I want to be the first guest because I'm the most sensitive man on this phone.
Yes, you do.
We believe you, Ginger. We believe you, dog.
And as you already see, it's not going to be the average sensitive as men topic.
You know ain't no sensitive guys going to come on your show, right?
No, you
know
what? Hey, you know what? That's a lie.
You're going to have to trick them and shit.
And that's a lie because I know a couple of them that act all hard, but they really
You're going to have to trick them to make them be sensitive because they ain't going to be like, I ain't sensitive.
If any of my niggas is sensitive, they ain't gonna let me know.
I'm gonna tell y'all, I got one more question. I know all my niggas in here gonna ride with me on this one. We all gonna come and show love, but we refuse to act when we cry. We refuse to be asked if we will cry. Don't you answer that damn question.
I ain't lying, but when I cry, you better get away from me.
What the fuck?
I'm sorry, the last time I cried, I ain't lying.
It was a little bit ago. I was about to cry like a baby. The Kush man said he wasn't going to be right for 6 hours.
I thought he was going to say something. People, let's wait for a second because I got to close this out for the folks in the chat room. What time there was has ceased to be. There is no more. Yesterday is gone. Forget about it. Tomorrow isn't here. Don't worry about it. Today is here. Make the most of it. Stand up for something you believe in, because you can fall for anything. If we didn't play everything you want to hear, well, we didn't play anything tonight. You heard everything tonight. We played. Now, go ahead and tell that. On your face, put a big smile. We will see you in a little while. And until then, the folks at Phone Fantasy Radio want to thank you for sticking with us this late. And we will see you again next Tuesday night at 8 Central, 9 Eastern.
Leave out with that vagina song again.
Yeah, I want you to, Ginger.
Some of them are hairy. Some of them are bald. Some are kind of scary. And this is what they're called.
Nigga, bitch, titties, and vagina.
Oh, no. I don't have that song. I ought to play this for y'all. Nigga, bitch, titties, and vagina.
y'all.
You want me to send it to you?
Yeah, you gotta send
it to y'all.
I don't have that one. I don't think
that,
I have
that. I had that
to
the ring.
That is a wild,
song. So next week, tune in next week. Next Tuesday, we'll play it.
When we gonna get to hear
some
Wi-Fi?
Yeah, play that next week so I can put it as a ringtone. Put that shit next week so I can put it as a ringtone.
Next week we're gonna do that. Next week we're talking about Home of Love, a Friend and Sexy Wet Dreams. So that's
can I answer this, Mimi?
Huh?
Was that Mimi that said put it in a ringtone?
Hell yeah.
All right. Well, Mimi. I disagree with you because I'm not going to be sitting in the middle of Bible study and all you do is put some looking at me like I'm crazy. You're supposed to have your phone on mute. I was going to eat dinner with your grandma and your phone just go.
I know that would be the best.
Where's the girl that
just said I met? Huh?
You're supposed to have your phone on mute during Bible study.
Yeah.
You put that trick on the mic. Everybody is out of
character. I know it's embarrassing. Because my mama, look, I'm over here right now. I'm chilling at my OG spot because I had to bring my son over there so she can, really spend the night. And I didn't feel like leaving. And I was in the bathroom. And I was just chilling because the bathroom got an extra room in it. It's like some old MTV Cribs secret room shit. I be chilling in there and shit. And kick, I got the radio and the heat in there and shit. I like it extra warm. And I was just singing a song just a minute ago. She walk in. And said, what the fuck is you talking about? My mama just heard me in the bathroom singing to myself. That's why I muted my phone and I was quiet for a minute.
Hold on, y'all. I gotta tell you, I get more. You know, my dad really had to ask me about it. Those of y'all who know me know what my ringtone is.
It says it all.
Not mine. Mine's
a
phone.
And I got some new.
It's funny how you could sit in a room full of 100 people and nobody had the same ringtone.
They just came downstairs
and closed the door.
Mine's
Pretty Pussy.
Would you mind, Chris, if I talk to the men in the room for a second?
Go ahead, just for a moment.
I need all you men to take heed to what I'm about to say. All right. Now, this is a quick question. Y'all can just say yes or no to, because I got some more to go with it. We ain't gonna discuss about it. I just want to ask you: any of y'all talk sexual conversation with your pappy?
With who?
No.
I do.
I'm one of those people that don't talk to their dad, so I can't even, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. I always talk sexual with my dad.
Check this out, Now, this is the end. Check this out now. I was ready to kind of tell you, my daddy is what you call a pimp. And I don't say that shit like niggas be out here. My pops, I call him Pops. But the nigga's a literal pimp. He really sell pussy and props. And like he always told me, this some crazy ass shit, right? My daddy a pimp. I mean, when I was little, I ain't never knew. Like, I seen some shit, but I didn't know exactly what it was. Like, I came out the room one night, and he had two women and then lingerie. At that time, I didn't know what lingerie was. I just knew they was half naked. And he just told me, well, go in the room. I went to go pee. He said, go in the room. I'm going to handle that. And I asked my mom. She went on and told me later on. I was about 12, 13. She went on and told me that's why she ain't with him, because he couldn't give up the situation. But anyway, this nigga always told me, every day. I mean, he used to be on my ass. This nigga used to wait till I get out of school. You know how you walk home with a crowd, a group of your niggas and your homegirls?
Yeah.
Pull up and snatch me out the crowd, embarrass me, put me in the car. I told you, walk home by yourself. You don't have sex. You stay a virgin for as long as you can. That's your only for show passage to heaven. And you don't need to have no sex. And y'all, this nigga tried to keep me a virgin forever, right?
Then the nigga called me yesterday. The nigga say, son, you know, because now we done got old. Like, when I turned 21, I went on and told the nigga everything I did. I said, I ain't going to have nothing else from you, nigga. I hear shit because I was scared of you. But look here, nigga. I done did that, pop guns, stole dope, sold this, sold bitches, everything. I done did everything under the sun. He was like, I know you did. We just prayed for you. We knew what you were doing. And then the nigga gonna tell me, he said, you know how, because it tripped me out, like, to be on the phone with my pop, from him to be, you know, I ain't got old, so nigga cool now. Nigga call and be like, son, this bitch over here getting on my motherfucking nerve. This bitch think I'm going to give her some money. I done gave that bitch some money on my last paycheck, and this bitch, he'd be going off about his hoes, and I'd be cracking up.
I don't blame her. I be doing the same shit. I
be sitting in the back cracking up, nigga. I be in the back cracking up like, this nigga just being a bitch. Hold on. She's thing. And then the bitch, he went off one day. He was like, this bitch thing, because goddamn it, I gave her the money, and she ain't got no money to help me out with anything. Then I just want my dick sucked all day. Sucking dick. What the fuck, bitch? I'm about to suck a dick. I'm just cracking
that's
up.
A tip.
But that's that old school thing shit right there, though,
heard
right?
That nigga talk like that.
I be saying the
I
same
never heard
shit.
That nigga talk like that. And then the nigga told me on phone, he said, hey, son, tell me something new about eating this pussy so I can do something new on these hoes. I said, what? Oh,
tell the call inside your man. I tell some new shit. I tell about the ice. I tell him how to get some crushed ice and eat that pussy and have him hooked. I have him hooked.
But this is crazy shit, though. Now, as nasty as I am and as much as I tell y'all about the shit that I do and put y'all inside of my life, I could not tell that nigga no extra way to eat no pussy. I'm surprised I'm still stuck on the part where he said, this bitch thinking she ain't got no money, she just gonna suck my dick. I was just stuck from that. My daddy just said, suck my dick to me on the phone.
Hey, look, as long as it's not your mom. Hey, look, I could deal with my dad saying some shit like that, but if my mom says some shit, I'll be fucked up for life. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. It threw me off. I'm like, I can't tell you how to eat no coochie. I didn't even tell you I ate coochie.
I do.
I didn't tell that nigga. I didn't tell him I was fucking until I was 21.
I do. They say you got to eat one or the other.
Go candy.
My mama either do one or the other. Either suck dick or eat cooch. So I decide to eat cooch.
Ain't no wrong with that.
Hey, that's a good thing right there. I can't even front. That's a good thing right there.
Because
you like us,
gingerbread.
Ginger,
how old are you? He is old as dirt.
Can y'all tell me what I'm
not yet pregnant. And my mama was born in 1921, and she taught me to suck dick, so I wouldn't get
pregnant. Did you say 1921?
No.
Hold on.
My mama.
Yeah,
my
bring
mom
it back
was born in 1921, and when I was a teenager, my mama taught me to suck dick.
She needs to teach a lot of girls today, because a lot of these girls now suck dick. They talk a lot of shit, and I'm just mad. I be wanting to bust them in their mouth.
Why they doing it, you're not going to say nothing. Just you don't want them to stop.
I tell my man, if you don't have to suck dick, I'm stopping that because you ain't doing making me mad. I go to the next motherfucker. You ain't going to make me mad.
Really.
Agree with me on women that suck dick. All women, you shouldn't be, if you suck a dick, this is just my own thought from all men. Maybe y'all might not feel the same, but I hope y'all do. I believe that a woman should not touch a dick unless you have pro skills. I don't want you teeth sharpening.
Oh, well, baby, I got mad pro skills.
Lighting my dick up to get good at it, I will buy you a dildo, a banana, shoot and get your scrape on the skin off that.
But you know what, though? Can I just say this? It's not a hard job. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it's not like most women mess up. Most of them get it right. It's just a select few that don't. Actually, I guess they've been watching pornos and they trying to do like the girls on the pornos do. But the girls on the pornos don't be doing that either.
Let me tell you something. Once you can take that banana and put it all the way down your throat and make marks on the banana with your muscles, then you know how to suck dick.
Oh my gosh,
that was good.
I'm talking about the muscles in the back of your throat. And if you can't do that, you ain't fucking Dick Wright.
Well, let me just tell you this. Whoever that is that's saying that right now, let me just say this. If you put that shit to the back of your throat and you don't gag, a nigga is not, a nigga is not stacked. So, you put that shit to the back of your throat and you don't gag.
That's not true.
I'm talking about 12 to 15 inches. I don't mess with anything less.
I met one girl in my life that could reciprocate for real. And I mean for real.
And I'm serious. I can suck some real dick and it goes all the way to my throat.
Y'all be a bro. Let the lady finish talking.
Can you make him calm 3 times? Like I say, if you make me calm 3 times, I'll teach you 500. Just for the,
Trust me, I can make a woman come 3 times before I come once.
Me too.
But as far as me coming three times, that's not happening. If I see that happen, that'd be the day. I'm a pro.
Fuck eating pussy. I done graduate. I eat ass. I suck on ass, so I can suck an ass over and come out of ass. Hey, yo, that man can come out of ass. That's how good I am.
It is insane, yo.
Hey, honey, can I say something? Because I hate to see how our show's going to turn out.
I got to make a statement on that. He said, well, nigga, I eat ass too. This is what I want to say. Look here. I'm a pro. You say you a pro? I'm a pro. I'm going to tell y'all why
I'm a pro.
Because I was eating the pussy. I was eating the pussy the other night so long and so hard and so good. My two front bottom teeth cut a motherfucking slit in my bottom lip, and I still kept going. God damn it. When I got done, I peeled my lip down. I got a slit, a literal.
Nigga, I had a crick in my neck, and I kept going, okay?
This is how you know you eating it good. When she get her hand and she trying to drown your motherfucking ass and won't let you up and you about to suffocate, you know you eating that pussy good. Then she wrapped her hands around your fucking head.
When they put you in that shit, you're for a leg lock.
Thank you. You eating that pussy good now. She ain't let you up no more.
You start submitting and shit, tapping your hand and shit. She got you in a figure four. You tapping your hand, submitting and shit.
Yeah.
Trust me, I know.
Man, listen. I got chicks on Backpage giving me samples. I'm the only nigga that I know that call on Backpage and I can get a sample. I ain't got to come up with no money for. I can get a sample pussy first. That's how good my name with them chicks is. That's how good my tongue. I can get a sample pussy first.
I need y'all to answer that question. I need Crushman to answer that question for him, because he said the best, but I found the best, because goddamn it, I ate that pussy and split my lip, and it wasn't no little bitty cut. I didn't feel it, though, because I was so into it. But when I got done, she grabbed the back of my head, and she pushed me, the front of my head, down towards so my top lip, put pressure on the top, right above her pearl tongue, and my bottom lip was pushed right up in the gap, right under the pearl tongue, hard. She liked pressure on her shit. I cut my shit in half, and then Crush, she told me afterwards, I went in the mirror, she looked, she said, oh, my God, Daddy, your lip is split. I said, yeah, and it ain't split up and down, it's split across. The two teeth and went up under the skin. Now, she going to tell me, Chris, now, is this true or not? I just need to know. But she going to tell me, Daddy, put a rubber ice cube on it. It's going to close up. I was eating it and shit. She fell down on her stomach. She tried to clench her ass, and she got a big ass booty. She tried to clench my face up with her ass and get me out that ass, nigga. I grabbed my arms around that waist, pushed my face in there, my tongue in my ass. I had a smashed face, but my tongue was still flicking them butt wrinkles. Nigga, I don't play
butt wrinkles.
Nigga, I don't
play. You got it, baby. You run.
Oh, my goodness. Crazy.
Let me ask the ladies though. The ladies to the ladies in the room, right? Do y'all like to sit on a man's face?
I love that.
Like, if a nigga is playing, you know, look. Y'all know when a dude, like, when y'all be sleep, you know how your man or whoever, you know what I'm saying, if they land with you, they ain't sleep, they gonna try to get something during the middle of the night and shit, wake you up. Do y'all like to do that to a man? Like if a man sleep or whatever, and you just sit on his face and wake him up?
I'll put that on.
Indubitably.
I don't want him out.
Yeah, I don't know about sitting on his face trying to wake him up, because that nigga would probably wake up and beat him in the head with something next to him.
Nah, niggas. See, that's the thing. Niggas don't wake up crazy on some sex shit. Like,
nah,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
no.
If a nigga if a nigga feel you touching his pockets while he's sleep, he might jump up like that, you know what I'm saying? Or something like that, going through his phone or some shit, you know what I'm saying? But as far as on some, you wake up and the chick is holding your dick, you ain't going to be like, stop, I'm asleep. You know what
I'm saying?
And you know something? What's going to happen?
Trust me, men love that shit, yo. I know I do.
Let me say what's going to happen. Is that the man is going to have that in his dreams as he sleeps.
Thank you.
And it's going to, you know, make him horny and make his tongue go all kind
of
crazy.
Just because of the fact that she did that.
Honest,
you feel what I'm saying?
I'll be playing that. Can I be honest and tell y'all, I'll play sleep sometimes just to get some ear one.
Thank you. But look, Ginger, tell me it wouldn't be great to actually just wake up to that shit. Like, you sleep,
real,
you might be having, you might be thinking it's somebody that you really, like, dreaming about. It might be Holly Berry or whatever the fuck it may be. You know what I'm saying? But when you wake up, you realize, this shit really happened. And you ain't gonna be like, yo, get off.
If you eat that pussy good, that night, you get it.
I'm talking about as far as you waking up and there's a big black ass in your face. That's
hell yeah, I love that.
Hey, look, as long as you know who's big black ass.
That's you waking up to my mouth wrapped around your penis. I mean,
as long as you know who's big black ass it is. You know what I'm saying?
Can I give y'all a little bit of informants? I want my men to do this and try this. If you got a girl or just some booty meat and you got a Facebook and that the booty meat to your woman or your fiance, whatever, got a Facebook, I want you to go on there tonight, put up a status to say the best thing in the world and put it in quotations. And then you go on from after the quotations, you say the best thing in the world is goddamn it when your woman wake you up with the motherfucking dick in her mouth, goddamn it, make a nigga go whistle, and then she get it and suck it till you're about to go crazy and jump on it and ride that
and
bitch to your butt. Goddamn
look, it didn't tell your ass to go back to sleep.
Yeah.
I'm going to put it on
Facebook,
too.
That's crazy.
Tell
your ass to
put it on Facebook,
something like
that.
And I guarantee you, when you wake up, your woman's going to be sucking your dick the next morning while you sleep.
Look, that's the best shit, dog. Like I said, if I got a sexy lady laying next to me and I'm woke and I can't sleep and she sleep, like she gonna wake up with my face in her, point blank, or something happened.
Now we're talking.
That's what I'm saying. Though I know I like to do
now
that,
like,
but
how you
but I have
no,
somebody
no, no, no.
else
you didn't
do
say
it.
That. You didn't say that. Have you ever done that, ladies? Your man sleeping, you put your ass in the face? No, that's something different. It look like you're smothering a nigga. It's one thing, like I said, one thing.
As long as you don't smother him.
Don't
that's what y'all think. That's what y'all think. No, you're not. If he can handle it, yo,
I
love a woman sitting in my face.
I can't stand when a woman say that, yo.
I don't feel like a nigga gonna wake up and beat me in my forehead. Like, bitch, what are you doing?
Nah, that's not gonna happen.
That's all pussy in his mouth.
Let me tell you,
that's all pussy in his mouth sitting on his face.
Let me say who the ones that say what you just now said, cuz the sensitive ass niggas. That's the niggas that wake up and be like, I gotta go to work tomorrow. What you doing?
I'm not talking about like that. I'm talking about he's scared. You know what I mean? Like, he wake up and he's scared that you got, I don't know, I'm not scared.
Nah.
Okay, so you're not going to see a little ass.
You know what you went to sleep with. When you went to sleep.
You got pillow in front of you. Like,
nah, when you went to sleep, you knew what you was sleep with. You feel what I'm saying?
I'm just telling y'all my experience. I'm a super fluffy woman. I got to let a nigga know he got to be alert that it's coming his way. You can't. I'm not skinny me.
I just about to say the same thing. Women be thinking because of their size you're going to hurt a nigga.
Yeah,
you're not going to hurt a nigga, yo.
No.
We out there. Listen. It don't matter if you're big or not.
Hold on. What?
How you going to get yours off anyway if you smack on a nigga face anyway? You feel what I'm saying? You're going to smother a nigga. But you, women know how to get
you. See, what it is, them big girls, they sad. They not used. Especially, you know what? Every big girl I get, that's the first thing I do. I tell them, after I fuck them and this and that and everything, because I love a big girl on top of my dick. I be like, look, rock my dick. They look at me like I'm fucking crazy. I be like, what the fuck is wrong? You get your big ass up on my dick. I ain't tell you twice.
And the situation is, Crush, I know you wouldn't think twice about if you were in the bed with a man, you wouldn't think twice about sucking a man's dick while he's sleeping. I mean,
this ain't even my type of conversation.
That's hot on a man's dream. Ain't no teeth to brush here, baby. I'll just get up in the morning.
Oh, shit. Why you doing this? Ain't no teeth to brush here.
Yo, she be going hard, yo.
You get all off the goes, baby.
I am not mad at you, yo. She be keeping it real, yo. I am not mad.
No teeth to brush here. You know that. That shit good. That's a good shit. They get it more like that.
What to do? Hey,
I
got you.
I got you.
Damn.
No wonder she good.
No way.
Oh, man.
Look, everybody got to relax.
Everybody just got to be quiet.
Yo, LaCrush show definitely going hard, yo. I
got
to give y'all shout out to all of the... To all of the archive viewers that's listening, you got to check out this show because we definitely go hard right now.
Talking about
any and everything under the sun.
I'm going to get somebody to cut and paste this. Go after 61, go to 61 minutes to cut this paste. Oh, shit.
That's real rap. We don't want it to overtime because we're going so hard right now. So shout outs to y'all.
Yeah. I went on Batpage, man, the other night. Like 2 weeks ago. And I thought I'm going to go to Canada. You know what I'm saying? So I went to Toronto.
Oh.
I got one coming from Canada coming to see me in November for my birthday.
Oh.
Like I said, I ain't got to kick out no dollars.
Listen, that's next week's show, Jermaine. That's next week's show. You're going to tell me all about that.
And I can't wait to see her. The girl, 5'9", 350 pounds. I think she was a double F or something. Oh, shit.
Oh,
but when you get a girl to come and see you like that, dog, you definitely, you know what I'm saying? It's definitely going down. So
damn right,
that's long
down.
Distance right there.
She's 25 years old. Shit, it's about
yeah,
to
that's
go
long
down.
Distance, dog.
That's
she ain't
right,
coming
yeah.
way down and not getting nothing
so,
going.
Can I ask the ladies? Okay, you can't answer this, Candy. But the ladies that have big buses, do y'all like to smack a nigga around? I like to smack a nigga around with my titties like.
I like to put hell yeah, smack around. Put
I don't mind that shit, long as no milk don't be popping out and shit.
Oh, that's the best one, man. That's the best milk you
look,
can get.
Look, man, you
milk.
insane. You going crazy, man. I don't want no milk. I don't want no milk.
Long.
That's
I'm screwed on that milk,
so
dog.
He said insane. You going crazy?
I'm like, damn.
I'm good on that milk, dog.
I like to get a nigga around. I mean, you know, if you got little titties, you can do it too, which is gonna be too close. I just like to look down at him and smack around. You like that cleavage without the nipples
is more than a foot long.
And
what is
boxing
gloves? That's like some boxing gloves right there.
Christ. Hey, what is your rule of thumb? Brush.
No, we ain't got time for that. We just want to smack one around. We ain't getting to that part.
Okay, no.
This is what you call foreplay. He don't have to do that. They got to hang low.
Oh.
This is hang low time.
Well, do
they
you,
gotta
do,
hang low.
Will you let,
the
wait, okay.
This,
will you let him put the fuck you there?
Don't roll it in.
I have a rule of foot.
This is the part that you just tease him. You dip it in his mouth and
forget
you dip
about
it out.
I got a rule of foot.
You got to dip it in and dip it out. You got to let him.
Lift and separate. Don't apply here.
No, the lift and separate does not apply here. This is the
she's doing what they call that shit. The man,
dude,
she's teacupping him. She's teacupping him.
You smush.
Ain't no
you smush his head in there, you know. You just beat him with the
titty. When you let him titty fuck you, though?
I don't mind that. I don't mind a good titty fuck.
See, I'm one of them guys like this, yo.
I like to talk shit, so I don't mind it. I'm like, you like them big old fluffy titties, don't you?
I'm like this, yo. I don't care how I get my nut. Long as I get a nut from her, I don't care. She can jab me
on,
titty fuck her. I don't give a fuck. When I get my nut, I'm good.
I'm so proud of the pink I took of my cleavage today. I don't know what to do. I mean, when I saw it was over a foot long, it was like, wow.
And of course, unfortunately, Candy's quiet over there because of her.
Candy got her little candy. Candy not even there. Candy done left us like Gingerbread Man. I know they got quiet. Ginger left us. Mimi gone. She went to sleep.
Yeah, she may have gone to sleep.
All right, folks. I guess this is our time to wind it down, though. But thank y'all for hanging with us after hours.
Yeah.
We're going to definitely cut this show up, and we're going to place it all over the place. I'm going to put this on our website. We're going to cut this show up, and we're going to take this back part, and we're going to put it on the website. So is there anything y'all would like for people to know? We're going to go around the room. Y'all can say y'all goodbyes and shout-outs and all that good stuff. But keep it short and sweet. Go ahead, Insane Jermaine. Let us know what you want to shout-out and all that good stuff.
Well, this your boy, Insane Jermaine. You know what I'm saying? The BBW spokesman, King, Mr. Tricker to the ladies, Scorpio Freeze. I'd like to shout out to my boy, my brother, Liquor, my brother, Detroit, over there holding down East New York, Queens, my brother, you know what I'm saying? Brother-in-law, BJ. Make a special shout out to my girl, La Crush Hard, over there in Brooklyn, Belfast. She holding it down. And my girl, Candy, the new one, you know what I'm saying? Even though she left us, make a shout out to my boy, you know what I'm saying? Old Style, Jersey, Benjamin, you know what I'm saying? I'd like to meet y'all one day. This your boy, Saint Jermaine, doing big things. Everybody in the house, all your underground artists, make a shout out, you know what I'm saying? Back to your boy, 973-752-7498, Fry Records. Hit me up because I'm doing big things. 2010, 2011, I'm telling you, it's going to happen.
That's what it do. Old Style, you still with us?
I'm here with you, Ma.
Oh, okay. You want to leave some shout-outs? You know?
Yeah, I'm going to say to all the people out there, Blog Talk Radio, all around the world that's tuning in and chilling, make sure y'all support the new artists, the new hosts, the new radio shows, everything that's going right now. I'm pretty sure wherever you at, you ain't liking your radio station just like I ain't liking mine and the next man ain't liking his. So tune in. You can check me on my show tomorrow at 8 o'clock. I'm going to be back on at the Underworld Hip Hop Spot with your boy DJ J Millions, DJ MIC. Hit me on the request lines, 347-215-9911. Also got the Underworld TV DVD about to come on Smash right now. So all y'all ladies out there that want to do your booty shaking and your R&B and your hip hop or whatever, submit your footage to oldstylesunderground@yahoo.com. We definitely going in. Shout out to La Crush, Candy Crush, for stopping by my show. I'm stopping by y'all's show. You already know I'm going to be there tomorrow, so it is what it is to do what it do. All right?
Thank you, Old Styles.
You already know, Ma.
We're going to get back and forth, Louise. Y'all want to say y'all goodbyes and shout out to something like that?
Actually, I'm going to say mine second to last because I know you'll go last. Go ahead, Louise.
Oh, I just wanted to say hey to everybody. I haven't been here in a while, but I enjoyed being on the show with everybody. I will have to say that I will be back next week and try to be a little bit more regular, and because I'm quite interested in some of the topics that you all seem to come up with. Well, good night to all.
Good night. Thank you for tuning in, and we do hope you stay healthy.
Okay.
So that's awesome.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's okay. Definitely for real. That's definitely.
Black reporter.
Mm. Oh, am I only one of that? Okay. Wanna shout out to everybody out there. Thank y'all for making this edition of Phone Fantasy Radio that much special, because you know, the last one that'll be on this late at night, this really goes in the record books, the two archives and everything, as being one of the best Phone Fantasy Radio shows. Crush, I want to say right here, right now, that I do want to thank you tremendously for having me as your co-host for Phone Fantasy Radio these past few months. And I'm looking forward to, it's not ending or anything. It's just moving a little bit earlier. And I'm wishing you the best of luck tomorrow and in all your 5-day-a-week things. I'm going to still be around, still be a pain in the ass, as usual. So, but I'll be your pain in the ass, of course. And we'll move along.
Oh, one more thing. I want to thank Black Reporter. This is Louise. I want to thank Black Reporter for patching me in this evening because the show was full and I could not get in. So thank you very much.
Not a problem.
That's what's up. Anyway, I do stay after dark. And, you know, I thank y'all for just rolling with us, showing us support. Shout out to my new co-host, Miss Candy, even though she left us. Shout out to Ginger. Thank you, DJ Mimi Cat, for showing through and showing out, as always. Hope she gets better. Miss Louise, thank you for showing your support. Hope you feel better. Old Styles, can't wait to have you on the afternoon.
Ooh,
with
girl.
Me, October 15th. Old Styles.
I thought you was
going
to leave it at that. I'm about to say, all right. Can't wait to have you.
See, I can go on. I can do this. No, just playing. You can check out Old Style, who's going to be our special guest on October 15th on the afternoon quickie. He'll be the second one to bust our bubble. We're going to have OW next Friday. We got some hell of a topics coming up. On the 12th, we got Esther Mogul, New York rapper, international rapper, rather. He's going to be out here on Phone Fantasy Radio on the 12th, which is the second Tuesday of next month. And then we also have Rico. He'd be on that Brooklyn bullshit. He's a blogger, if you want to call him that. So definitely going to have him on there. He'd be popping that real shit, though, and he'd be cracking me up. And he's definitely going to show us some love. We got a lot of good topics coming up. Just to name a few, we're going to have teenage love. You know, we're going to talk about the bracelet love that, you know, the teenagers be wearing and all that other good stuff. We're just going to hit that up a little bit. Good versus bad, dating in 2010. And we're going to have the return of trifling awards from Miss Lacey. Miss Lacey, you don't have to be the only trifling, you know, the trifling person that call us. So we are going to have a trifling award at the end of October. We're going to have main event. We're going to have a special guest on the 22nd. We're going to have the best of both worlds. We're going to talk about some bisexual shit. We're going to talk about second chances, baby mama drama, baby daddy drama. We're going to talk about some single dads. We're going to have everything covered up. We just going to really do it up big. Monday we're going to talk about some phone sex and cyber sex and all that good stuff, homie, lover, friends, you know, your best friend, pay for play, oral sex, you know, the perfect blowjob, all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. See, we got y'all covered. So,
I'm gonna call in. I gotta call in for that one, a perfect blowjob. Shit, a nigga like that. Well, I don't even want no pussy. That's me, man. Some head. I would give anybody a good dick suck. Oh man, I give her $1,000. She knows what she's doing. Just suck this motherfucker.
Crush.
I got a quick question. We need to also, somewhere down the line, investigate this situation that happened, not necessarily, well, yeah, because of this Rutgers student who went and jumped off the GW Bridge, the George Washington Bridge, because of shit he saw, somebody videotaped him, put it on Facebook, and made fun of him through everything, and he went and killed himself, and that needs to be discussed, because, you know, we're all on Facebook or something similar to that, and just the dangers of all that shit and everything. Are we taking Facebook too seriously and everything?
Yeah.
So
I had one put a diss out on me on Facebook, but I didn't come back. But you know what? She's still calling me now. She calling me right now. Know what I'm saying? And talk all that shit and asking me, I'm coming up. Like I said, I ain't going to lie. I pay for the pussy the first time, but after I put that dick game and that tongue game down, I can get the pussy for free and when I want to. That's why they call me the BBW Spokesman King, because nobody doing like that. I do them big girls. Oh, they was begging me to come to that summer meltdown. They was mad as fuck I didn't come there. I had Bell Fox calling me and shit, Thundercat calling me, you coming? Thundercat told me, I told Thundercat, I had some money. I said, Thundercat, I ain't got no more $50. Come on, I'm right here in New York. Come on, bring it on. I had this other chick, she what? She's a minister for the girl, miss a lot of titties, and another one, and she got so fucking mad at me and called me and heard about me. She told me, nigga, I tell you what, take the A train to the last motherfucking stop, and I will be there waiting on your goddamn ass. I said, you're a BBW? She said, hell yeah, I'm bigger than miss a lot of titties. She said, I will show you something. But when I called that son and told her I got $200, she changed her motherfucking mind. She changed her motherfucking mind. I said, yeah, you heard about that dick game I'm going to put down on your big ass.
I don't blame the cheap-ass nigga.
That ain't
nothing.
It don't take me long. Guess what? I might be a cheap. You know I'm a cheap-ass nigga? Because you motherfuckers don't know how to suck and fuck. When you learn how to suck and fuck, you can get paid. You get what you're worth. I ain't seen one yet. I'm waiting on Superhead right now. Shit, that's what I'm trying to get up to and meet. Shit, I done told my man JR right now. I want to meet Superhead. Shit. If I see what she did to Mr. Marcus, make me run. I want my motherfucking toes to curl, goddamn. I want them to curl till they cramp up.
Baby, is your dick 4 inches?
Man, I done had the best of the best of them not suck dick. And then they get mad. Oh, why you ain't calming? Oh, you hurt your own damn feeling. You don't know what the fuck you doing. You make it look good for the porn, for the internet on the porn, but you don't know what the fuck you doing. You get the real thing.
Good night, insane.
Man, I done fucked the best of them girls. I'm talking about the best of them want to be them escorting them porns, and they don't know what the fuck they doing.
Yeah, well, like I said, man. Regardless of anything, to all the women out there, we do love y'all, but if you're going to go out, just like if you go down on a girl and you ain't doing it right, they're going to let you know. You feel what I'm saying? Like, nah, niggas,
you
go up and down. What you doing, nigga? Go up and down. What's all that? You feel what I'm saying? So it's only right for us to be able to tell a woman or grab the back of your head and show you how to do it the right way. But with me, it's not all about the head game anyway. Like, that's just foreplay to me. I ain't trying to bust anywhere. I'm trying to smash something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, it ain't that. I ain't trying to bust. I'm trying to enjoy this shit. I'm going to tell you
right.
This.
Right. That's
you're
what
not,
head
can't,
is all about.
If you're not doing it right, I'm out of here.
Look.
If you're not doing me right, I'm going to tell you. You're wasting my motherfucking time. You're not doing it. I can beat my dick. You know what I'm saying? I can beat my dick and make myself feel better than what the fuck you're doing with your tongue and shit. Come on. If I can please myself better than you, what the fuck I'm fucking with you for?
That's real rat, though. I feel you. What you think about LaCrush?
Did she leave us? She left us.
Damn, we on here by ourselves, my nigga. So we out.